It's Friday, December 23rd, 2022, and we're remembering the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the great chagrin and anger of all the different satanic forces upon this planet today. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a very special guest I'll tell you about later, coming up at the second hour, that is game-changing for everybody. Believe me, you want to tune in. It deals with so many issues. You're going to want to join us in the second hour. Okay, I'm very honored that you spent your time with us. I'm very honored you're clicking the link to watch the show or tuning into local AM or FM radio. Please share the link now. Realize that's what overrides the censors and realize how powerful and important you are. I've kind of minimized things here in the first hour I want to hit. I've got my second hour stack right over here because I've got to get to every piece of this, including the news benders. I'm a big fan of Donald Pleasance. I watch a lot of his movies. He's a great actor, amazing World War II hero, prisoner of war, you name it. But I noticed that there was a link under a video last week when they re-aired or put out one of the X-Files episodes that they designed around my show and myself, dealing with the government creating a bioweapon that erases your immune system to bring in world government. And I noticed they said, if you think that's powerful, you should watch this from 1968, called The Newsbenders from the BBC with Donald Pleasance. So I'm going to air, it's only a 30-minute show, in the last 30 minutes this hour. And then the special guest joins us in the second hour today, and then more after that. Hell, we might even have Nick Fuentes on today. That's not the second hour guest. So we have all this to be covering here today, but the first thing I wanted to hit was an article I saw that we covered on Monday in amongst a bunch of others about, Irish teacher to spend Christmas in jail because he won't use the right pronouns with his students, and other headlines around the world similar. And then I saw this headline, but not the video. Woman arrested by English police for silent prayer near abortion facility in the UK. Pro-life volunteers been arrested and charged after silently praying across the street from an abortion facility in Birmingham, UK. How much further can they go? This is literal thought crime. But that's what the left's doing. That's how authoritarian and evil they are. So I hadn't seen the video until Thursday. I was watching Owen's War Room, 3 to 6 p.m., and I saw him. I didn't know there was video of this. So the full video is like 10 minutes long. It's on Infowars.com. At least it was Thursday. You can find it on there. It's moved down the page now. But it's just crazy. Here's just a minute of it.
What are you here for today?
Physically, I'm just standing here.
Okay. Why here of all places? I know you don't live nearby.
But this is an abortion center.
Okay, that's why I just... Is you standing here part of the protest?
No, I'm not protesting.
Are you praying?
I might be praying in my head.
So I'll ask you once more, will you voluntarily come with us now to the police station for me to ask you some questions about today and other days where there are allegations that you've broken public spaces protection?
If I've got a choice, then no.
Okay, well then you're under arrest on suspicion of failing to comply with the public spaces protection order, which is under the antisocial behaviour crime of PC Act 2014. Now, of course, you again, you do not have to say anything. You may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned, something which you later on in court, anything you do say may be given evidence.
So, I want to get Isabella von Spruce, the director of the March for Life UK, arrested weeks ago. We just now learned about it in the last few days on the show. So that's the reality, trying to save people, just trying to pray across the street from a death camp. She is a criminal. She is evil. She is the bad person. Just remember who the left is, remember what their plans are, and let it burn in real good. Wanted to start this Friday broadcast ahead of Christmas. With that, we've got huge Sam Bankman-Fried news. He's been freed and more. I've taken a lot of supplements over the years since high school, and they had great effects. And the science has gotten better and better and better over the years. And now with all the things we're bombarded with, and the water and the food and the feminizing factors, it is more important than ever to use the compounds God gave us to boost our natural male potential. But these products work great for women as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Pain MD. It's a number one national bestseller under another name. We got it discounted for 40% off InfoWarsStore.com under the label InfoWars Platinum. We've also got HGH Max Boost. Read all about it. Be very safe with it. I take only a fraction of what they say at first and take it before you go to bed at night. Don't do it during the day. 1776 Testosterone Boost. Totally incredible. Go read about them. Learn more about them at InfoWarsStore.com in the InfoWars Platinum section. And you get 40% off on these already best-selling products under the new name InfoWars Platinum. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish you a blessed and merry Christmas on this Friday, December 23rd broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I have a very special guest in the second hour. I'll tell you about it coming up later. We also have something very special coming up in the last 30 minutes of this hour. Believe me, you will want to stay with us for that as well. But let me just say this right up front. Everyone is susceptible to mind control. And in the 60s, they ran the whole women's liberation, Gloria Steinem, CIA, it's all declassified, to break up families and enslave women in the work system. I'm not against women working, not against women being nuclear scientists or in the military, but they tried to make women do it, that's declassified, to break families up and dumb people down and destroy society. There's nobody's home, not daddy or mommy. And black people have been completely targeted. When, if you go back to the 1940s and 50s, they had the lowest level of abortion, lowest level of divorce, lowest level of all of it. And by the 70s, they had the highest level. And now upwards of 80% of black families are single parent. And you know the story. And so up until the end of Obama, about 30% of crime was committed by 10% of the population, blacks. That's doubled now. In the last few years, because blacks are told you're a victim, whites are your enemy, you deserve to go out and attack them, be mostly peaceful protesters, go ahead and burn down buildings, do whatever you want. And it's still a very small minority of black people that are committing crime. Like it's a small minority of general public commits crime. But it is oversized, and you can see the direct propaganda. I mean, so many videos a day, we don't play them here, Fox News does. They don't add the commentary on the back end of why this is happening. And I'm not excusing what these crazy black people are doing, just like I don't excuse crazy white people or anybody else. You got some crazy white people going under mind control, go ship a black grocery store for no reason. It goes on too. But the black on white crime of people under mind control is really, really intensifying, and the robberies and the shoplifting. Who defunded the police? Who legalized shoplifting in different parts of the country? Who took over the district attorneys and lets black criminals out but nobody else? It's to encourage this racial explosion. So I've got like 8 or 9 videos today I saw, but I'm only going to play 2. One of these is a terrifying moment. Female shopper takes trembling Walmart employee hostage with a gun, reportedly. She was later shot dead by police, and the hostage was unharmed. And here you got some $15 an hour lady, white lady. She's not an elitist. She doesn't own slaves. Nothing wrong. And this black lady is on a power trip, believing the movies that she's like the Wakandan, you know, leader. And instead she gets shot dead. We have a footage out of Miami, another black lady throwing a fit. And it's not like I'm just singling these videos out. Statistically, we've gone from 10 to 1 black-on-white crime to 20-on-1 because the media, Hollywood, Rob Reiner, they know what they're doing. And most black people aren't susceptible. But just like a lot of women were susceptible to the whole feminist movement, it's the same thing here. Little kids at drag queen story time. They don't get all little kids to be pro-pedophile. They get some. They get some parents to go along. And that's what this is. And so I'm sorry this black lady's dead, but she got roped into all this hysteria. Just like, oh, when you're burning down some buildings for the Democrats, the cops are going to stand down. But when you do it at a Walmart, you do it at an airport, you're going to go to jail or get killed. So they've told black folks, go out and do this. Both black folks are like, I see right through this. I'm not doing it. But they got a minority of black folks that are drinking the mind control Kool-Aid. And I place the blame squarely at Hollywood's feet. So here's the black lady taking the white lady hostage. And then here's the clip, part of it in Miami.
Yeah, move out of here now. I'm hungry, I know, baby. I'm crying, don't stop.
of times it's because they didn't get service, or the cheeseburger was cold, or like it's these people's fault. This lady's all whacked out. She thinks she's in a movie. Lady, you ain't in a movie. You got a gun to a Walmart worker's head, and you're about to get killed. By the way, you never see the elite sending folks after the UN or after Bill Gates, which I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying you don't see the media telling you, no, no, Walmart workers, cops, firemen.
Won't you let...
Well, look at this lady. They got flight shut down nationwide because of snow on the West Coast, which makes flights shut down everywhere. Oh, the flight's late? Flight's canceled? The plane broke? I'm just going to tear everything up.
Oh, yeah.
And look, the woman's saying, oh, yeah. I got shoplifting videos where the store workers cheer this on. Like it's like you're battling the system to break up and smash computers at the airport. But then you notice at the end, she goes to jail.
Get out of here, man.
And then she screams at one of the airport workers wearing reindeer horns. Reindeer antlers. What does this do? This is us killing each other, us acting like morons while the New World Order wins. So we need the black leaders who aren't on the payroll. Most leaders are on the payroll, whether they're black or whatever. To decry this and say, this is a fraud. This is wrong. This is a lie. This has got to be shut down. But this woman got away with this at school. She got away with this everywhere else. And now she's shocked when the police come and take her to jail. Now, you're allowed to burn down buildings in the neighborhood, a black neighborhood. Burn your black neighborhood down all day. The media, but don't you burn down the system's airport. Don't you tear up stuff there. Again, folks, let's be smart about this. Now, other big news coming up. Kari Lake trial bombshell. Audit reveals 42.5% of ballots randomly sampled were illegal ballots. And it was all rigged. The ballots didn't work. It didn't feed in conservative districts. Yeah, fraud. And then a big old stack of news on this we'll get to later. ABC News journalist breaks her silence, reveals she developed heart condition after COVID shot. Yep. The chickens are coming home to roost, folks. All the info's coming out. Here's another one. Early vaccine recipient involved in vaccine rollout campaign speaks out. Reveals he suffered adverse reactions exposed by corporations in America collude with the government to push the mandate. Oh, and look. Former head of Planned Parenthood, the CNN propagandist, and medical analyst who said the unvaccinated should be had travel restrictions now says there's a benefit of natural immunity. They're all backing off of what they did, hoping we all go to sleep. And then next hour, we're going to be getting to this. Bankman-Fried broke SBF, released on $250 million bond, agrees to house arrest in parents' house. How does he have $250 million bond? He said there's no money from the tens of billions he stole. Will he be Epstein or will he burn others above him? We're going to be watching this and tracking a special guest next hour. Meanwhile, in 2019, 40 Democrats signed a letter condemning the Azov Nazi battalion in Ukraine. Now they're funding Ukraine and its Nazis to over $100 billion in U.S. taxpayer dollars. That's all coming up today. And, of course, this little tidbit. Can't make this up. Republican senators hold presser, accuse Biden of intentional border crisis, then vote for $1.7 trillion spending bill with no money for the border. Letting you know who they are, just like Greg Abbott talks a big game. Tucker Carlson took him to the woodshed. All right, let me hit this right now because this is the intro to this. They had a BBC show back in the late 1960s called 30 Minute Theater. And they had a special program with Donald Pleasance and others called the Newsbenders. And I'm not saying it's this controlled as they're saying, but what I am saying is this is the level of control they would like to have. So Nigel Davenport and Donald Pleasance host this next 30-minute piece that gets into what the globalists would like to do, the level of control that they would like to have. And it gives you a window into how things are pre-programmed and why they have X-Files episodes 6 years ago about a virus release and a vaccine that erases your immune system and then collapses society. Even Chris Carter says the CIA gave him the plot of the show. So this is high-level understanding here. So we're going to come back and play the 30-minute show and the balance of the hour, the News Benders. Please remember, we're listener-supported. We have great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Nothing else like them on the earth. Real Red Pill Plus sold out for over 2 years. Incredible for your whole body's energy. It's a fountain of youth, really, with the ingredients in it. It's got some very special ingredients like pregnenolone. It's 50% off. Real Red Pill Plus, back in stock. And Vitamineral Fusion selling out, but still 50% off. And our new InfoWars Platinum line is now in stock, 50% off. We'll be right back. I want you to remember two words, InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD. Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful, and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the pregnenolone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez, how many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
on this Friday, live, December 23rd transmission. The Newsbenders from the BBC, 1968. Wait till you see this.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We're here at 3. It's half past 10 past. He is in, isn't he? One of the big boys wants to see you. He always pulls the same trick. Sends you at 3 and sees you at 3:15.
Mr. Larkin to see you, J.G.
Sorry to catch you. Sit down, Mr. Larkin.
Thank you.
Do you smoke these things?
King of Kings, sir.
Yes. Were you surprised we got you to come here, Mr. Larkin?
Well, I couldn't see what the CWNS would want with me. Still can't.
Know anything about us?
Oh, I heard one or two things when I was working for the BBC.
What did you hear?
CWNS set up midway between the government and the TV companies. Any time the newsreel boys put out stuff with security classification, wars, weapons, political leaks, they get their film through this office.
What do we know about you? Larkin. Robert Santor.
Yes, it's a family name.
Good family. Good education. But you turned your back on all that, didn't you? Tried a little bit of everything. 1955, you wrote some plays for the BBC, then worked for them as a story editor. 1961, you got a 3-year contract as a director, which you didn't renew.
Well, the BBC weren't paying money.
Well, you're in the money now, aren't you? 1968. There's your flat in Holland Park, your cottage in Hampshire, 2 children.
And a dog and a cat who commute with us to the country at weekends. Well, maybe you knew that already.
6 years ago, there were those shows you did on alcoholism, blood sports, slum clearance. People called you bright, very bright. There were other words they used.
Hard-hitting, vital.
Now you do only 4 shows a year. The critics call them brilliant. They're high in the ratings and they're, they're souffles. Little soft in the center. Don't think I'm complaining.
Oh, you could complain if you want to.
Just call it a friendly professional interest. I'd like to know what happened to alcoholism and blood sports.
Call it reaching the age of 35. Call it school fees to fix the dresses. Call it joining the establishment. Call it being a socialist for 15 years in a country that will never be socialist.
Good. There's your wife, Rachel. You married the girl next door. Your 2 children, Rebecca and Daniel, nice little family. 3 years ago, you got yourself a girlfriend. It was serious.
Where the hell did you get that, Founder? Just tell me where it stops.
It lasted for 18 months. Your wife never knew about it, even when you nearly decided to leave her.
Who are you? It's the initials JG, that's all I know. Never met you before in all my life.
July the 25th, 1966. You finally decided to break it off with this woman. You said you loved her. You said you loved your children. It was 2 against 1. You had to add it up like that. Sorry, your cigar is burning my desk.
Sheila told you all this?
We have ways of finding things out.
But why? If it's blackmail, the thing won't hold water. It's all in the past. Well, there'd be pain, of course, for Rachel and the children. But you wouldn't get anything else out of it.
No, it isn't blackmail. We've just been interested in you for a long time.
Interested?
You went back to your wife because you said it was 2 against 1. I call that very responsible. We're interested in very responsible people. In fact, we have a little index for them. We call it their power quotient, a ratio of responsibility as against aggression. Yours is very low, 0.2. That's very low. Just what we need. Sit down. Please. sorry, the language must seem rather strange at first, but we take it very seriously. Just to show you how seriously, I'm going to tell you how we checked up on you. We call these things surgical transmitters. One was fitted inside you when you went into the Charing Cross Hospital 3 years ago. Appendix, wasn't it?
Transmitter? Are you trying to tell me that you listen to every word I say?
A machine does. Untouched by human hand. There's a little gadget in these things that ties up with the pulse rate. Puts a bleep onto anything that you're excited about saying. British.
Power quotient. Surgical transmitters. High-speed tape. It's Doctor Who. I'm for the real world, Jack. Good afternoon.
I should just have to give you an example. On July the 26th, 1966, you were talking to this girl, Sheila, about love. You said to her, I quote, "The kind of love I have for you, Sheila, well, it's bed love and it's more. It's staying in bed till 6 p.m. and saying I can't go to the office today. It's eating breakfast at twilight, laughing at leaves on the pavement."
I don't believe there's any such thing as these surgical transmitters. You got Sheila to tell you all this, then you wrote it down the way I might have said it. You're a good guesser.
Can you hear your heart beating?
It's eating breakfast at twilight, laughing at leaves on the pavement, getting a cab to a silly movie to Paris. It's moving when you're tired of staying still. And I've done it all before when I could do it with no ties. Now to just be irresponsible. So there really is one of those things inside me. What do you want?
It's what your iPhone does, folks. They've done it.
We want people with low power quotients. We want them to work for us. Nothing more sinister than that.
All this...
What power?
Just to offer me a job.
Special sort of job. The newspapers talk about the corridors of power, the power elite. Let's just say we'd like you to join the club. There's a vacancy in our newsreel department. We'd like you to help plan the news for 1973.
Come again?
Plan the news for 1973. What are you doing?
I just want to make sure the sunlight's real.
I always tell people, news is the most highly developed form of fiction.
We're going to break. I always tell people news is the most highly developed form of fiction. And as long as you buy into it, that's true. But we're breaking that. We're telling you the secrets right now. Infowars.com.
Have you tried taking the real red pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWars Life. The main ingredient in the real red pill plus is pregnenolone, a little-known neurosteroid that assists in our body's natural hormone production. And low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The real red pill plus also provides essential trace minerals such as vitamin B12, calcium, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill to see what it's really all about. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anitropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store. Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us, through Mother Nature, incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like preglinone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Again, it's Friday, December 23rd, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and listeners made me aware of this amazing video clip because they were talking about InfoWars on an article on Twitter, and I saw this Newsbenders BBC special 1968 dealing with what they would theoretically like to be able to set up and do. And you can see they've almost gotten all of this done today through other means. So this is really a powerful thing with Mr. Pleasance. Everybody should watch. So let's go ahead and go back to this very important piece of information.
Come on. I just want to show you something. There's no obligation to buy. Really. News requires imagination. News requires responsibility. We think you're well qualified. Please.
Double A security, sprinkler systems and other services do not operate beyond this point.
We've only roughed out the news for 1973. Nothing's been given the go-ahead yet, but this is the kind of thing we have in mind. Come.
Today, April 14, 1973. First historic pictures by Radstar of the combined U.S.-Russian landing on the moon. Shown here are Majors Webb and Mikhailovich taking their first steps into the unknown, firing their Repto rockets to land their spacecraft on the dust-covered surface. A comforting note for us stay-at-homes, both the Pentagon and the Kremlin have announced that the moon has no strategic value.
A comforting note for us stay-at-home. I can't show you any film on this next model. We haven't photographed it yet. But this is the way it will sound.
June the 22nd, 1973. The State Department releases film of the ultimate weapon, codenamed Icarus. This satellite is equipped with a solid reactor. In layman's terms, it can freeze air solid, stopping all missiles, killing all forms of life. Icarus orbits at the same speed as the Earth, can hang in position over every major city that threatens the peace-loving nations.
Rather proud of this one. Come on. Please, sit down, Mr. Lawton.
September the 5th, 1973. A new phase in global warfare. War by example. At 4:32 our time, China took out the remote Indian border village of Bandar, unprotected by the Icarus network. After the first 2 5 megaton H-bombs have fallen, the nine-way hotline finally...
Switch it off. Set.
But...
this is going to happen in 1973. You're going to make this happen?
No. We're going to make models much cheaper than we photograph the models.
Fake newsreels.
Yeah, fake newsreels. For the past 10 years, people have been looking at our fake newsreels and listening to our fake commentaries.
And they accept it for the truth. And you can do it. Stop 100 people in the street. How many of them have actually seen a missile or a satellite? They're just told they exist and they believe it.
Yeah, you're getting there. I knew you would.
Now, the moon rocket and the satellite, that you can get away with. That's too remote for people to grasp. It's too far away. But this... I mean, you invented this village on the Indo-Chinese border.
Oh, yes.
Well, somebody could check up.
Very mountainous territory up there. There'll be no survivors in 1973. No rescue work. Radiation scare.
Yes. You can do it. This could be the news for 1973.
Not necessarily exactly like this. We only plan in detail 1 year ahead.
Oh, you only plan 1 year ahead.
Tell me, what is the news item that's bothered you the most in the past year, 1967?
Oh, well, it has to be the new American intercontinental ballistic missile, the Boy Wonder, doesn't it?
Just the one I asked him to set up for you. The new ICBM, codename Boy Wonder, with a much-talked-about Mercury warhead. I haven't any special effects up here, but perhaps with the proper sound. Blast off. And Robert Larkin, television director, high IQ, 35 years old, is scared. Scared by nothing. It doesn't work. It's a scientific impossibility. The same goes for the much-talked-about Mercury warhead. Perspex.
Well, if this rocket doesn't work, then the others...
They have a fireworks party at Cape Kennedy almost every other day. Well... you didn't really believe there were all these things whizzing about up there, did you? Sputniks and rockets. Astronauts crossing their legs for 8 days.
How long has this been going on?
Since Hiroshima.
And the H-bomb, you mean, that doesn't work either?
Right. Dirty.
Very, very dirty.
What was your first reaction? Relief. Oh, yes. Yes, it has to be relief. Only 12 people are allowed beyond this point. Most of them work in the photographic department, taking phony newsreel pictures of our models and processing film and so on. Sit down, please. Ah, pretty pictures from our stills department. The boy wonder.
Do you really think that missiles and satellites are my line of country?
No, not at all. I've only shown you the hard news. There are other things, much softer things we thought might interest you.
Well?
1973. We thought it might be time for an anti-teenage movement. A long-awaited return to maturity. Sherry. Perhaps even a religious revival.
Oh, I see. You want me to arrange the grand opening of Ryslip Cathedral. 1st of October, 1973. Mark the date down in my 10-year diary.
We are very serious about you. There are things about you we like very much. Qualities you have to offer. Qualities that we perhaps don't possess at the moment.
That's great.
Our file on you. I have to return to July the 25th, 1966. The day you broke it off with this girl, Sheila. You really did reveal rather a lot of yourself that day. But of course, if you really mind...
Help yourself.
You said to her, it won't work, Sheila, and she said something, and then you said...
All right, let's stop here, and I'm not going to have time to air the whole thing. We'll post it all. In fact, the full episode today, the live show feed of this piece is on YouTube for now. They'll probably take it down. But notice, with their AI, they already have everything you're doing, your wife, your children, your husband, they already have all this. So this was theoretical in 68. This is a reality now. And we're just simply trying to give you the choice to be involved in your future because I believe in you. I bet on you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now launching the most powerful supplements in the history of InfoWars under a new brand name. InfoWars Platinum. Now, all three of these revolutionary products you see in front of you are already number one bestsellers in the market for the last few years because they work so well. We've gone right to the manufacturer, who are listeners, the owner's a fan, and they've given us this huge deal off of retail, 40% off what these products are found for under other names. And not just other one name. They sell these under three or four other brands that other major distributors and suppliers have put out. The difference is we have it for 40% off what it is in stores. We're talking about Pain MD. We're talking about HGH Max Boost. We're talking about 1776 Testosterone Boost. These things are incredible. I would suggest you take half a dose or less when you first do and consult your healthcare provider because they're so powerful. Get them at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company, an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see the wellness company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to the wellness company.
Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWarsMD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality, up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer, to your door, at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment of the first hour. Huge special guest, surprise guest in the second hour. But we're the opposite of pre-programmed news. We're real, organic information. We're only here because of you. The crew is amazing. I'm so blessed to be here with all of you on this Friday edition. We're going to finish up now with Donald Pleasance. Little bit coming up in the next segment with Senator Frank Church that Elon Musk has been promoting and so much more. But here is the closing of this special BBC program.
You see, in this job, some of us have got rather a long way away from the idea of footprints in the sand.
Those footprints were made by my children. Now you want me to scare the hell out of them with every bomb from A to H inclusive. Well, why? I mean, when did it all start?
1945. You may remember the Americans let off their two atomic bombs. Well, they didn't want other people doing the same thing. I mean, you do see that, don't you?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, to scare the people off, the Americans put it out that the atomic bomb was halfway along the line to something much bigger, the hydrogen bomb. It didn't work. They spent 5 years in negative research.
Well, what about the Russians? They're supposed to have quite a pile of these things.
We were surprised when they started their tests. Then we got a few feelers from their secret service. Nowadays we work very closely together. Oh, all these stories about spies going off to Russia. Mr. Philby, remember? Just good copy for the Sunday papers.
Good copy. Well, the Chinese. I mean, they've just announced their bomb.
Yeah, we played along with it. We recorded their phony explosion. We're rather hoping the Chinese will come along, complete the pattern, you know.
In Vietnam, hundreds of people are being killed every week. Well, you can't do that with your models.
No. And you can't kill people of bad habits in two generations. They like to carry rifles. They like to put lines on maps. And we let them because we control the situation. There's no danger of world war. Just a simple choice for everybody. Capitalism or communism. Strawberry or vanilla. It all adds up to the same thing now we've got rid of the big bangers.
Well, how can you be sure that Johnson, Kosygin aren't working on other things? Poison gases, bacteria.
Pathetic, man of your intelligence. You don't want to destroy the world, neither do I. What makes you think the presidents are different?
Well, they've made some pretty good stabs at it in the past.
There wasn't the right sort of control then. Nowadays we know better. Politicians are easy to control. The grosser mentality boys who like...
This is how they got the left to side of authoritarianism.
They come right at the bottom of our
organization. To save the earth, but it's all about killing people to
population.
The ladder,
there are the people in the top secret factories.
It's about eugenics.
Just those in a position to know they're making weapons that don't really work.
There must come a time when somebody wants to use one of those weapons. I mean, somebody is standing there with a finger on the button.
Well, that's the beauty of it. Nobody presses the button. We control all the crises. We build them up and we shut them down.
We? Again?
Yeah, I'm coming to that. Near the top of the hierarchy, there are the economists, top civil servants, top brass in the military, those men who are supposed to view the nuclear tests and so on. And above them, CWNS.
Right at the top. Classified World News Service. Just who the hell are you?
It's obvious, isn't it? Just a few, just a very few of the top people in communications in every major country in the world.
Oh, you mean you run all these magazines?
No, of course not. We just get them to take some of our coffee every week. Television is much more important to us. It all happens so quickly.
Well, see, we can do that,
you
too.
You say you can put out what pictures you like on television.
They pick what we
Doesn't
say.
Anybody try to stop you?
No, nobody wants to. 99.386% of the population wouldn't believe this conversation. And the rest are working for us. And they're the top minds, the really responsible people. They know they're guaranteeing the lives of their grandchildren the only foolproof way.
Scaring the hell out of their grandchildren. Well, I won't buy it.
You must admit there has to be some kind of control in this world of ours. Look at this. And remember that one quarter of the world is starving. There are the full bellies and the empty bellies. Some of the empty bellies carry rifles. Well, we full bellies are getting a bit flabby. We're not very good with rifles anymore, so we've devised two ways to keep the empty bellies under control. One of them is this fictitious hydrogen bomb we've talked about. The other one is money. Enough money to fill some of the empty bellies and put a hopeful smile on the faces of the others. A great wall of money all around Britain. And it's no secret that the British economy is in trouble at the moment. So we have to put that right too, to stay alive. We have to control the people in this country. Scare an ostrich, buries its head in the sand. You scare a hedgehog, it rolls itself up into a ball.
Yeah, no end to it.
When a woman's frightened, she goes out and buys herself a hat.
You mean you scare us so that we'll buy more, so that money moves quicker, production moves up?
We don't say scare when we talk about...
But now they don't want that.
Threaten them emotionally.
What's that tell you?
And there are all sorts of ways, not just the big ones like the hydrogen bomb.
They were just getting you domesticated.
With bad planning. Sell them too many motor cars. Anything to keep them a little bit removed from reality. Nowadays, people don't work for money. They work for the idea of money. They don't even love for love. They love for the idea of love. They only hate for the idea of hate. It took us 5 years to find a non-addictive drug. One we could pay off against the hard drugs. LSD.
You marketed that?
Oh, yes, of course. And for a very good reason. Some of these protest movements were getting a little bit too close to the mark. LSD gave them nice little hallucinations. Made them talk like 3 years old.
By the way, it's now declassified. The CIA put LSD out.
Policemen.
They're telling you the year they did it.
You're not still going to ask me to work for you.
I'm afraid I've had to put all this rather bluntly. You see, there wasn't really very much time. It must be rather a shock. Most people realize that the world is controlled from about 6 big cities. But it must be rather shocking to learn that a sixth of the world is controlled from this building.
You mean you?
Oh, no. I only rate an office on the 7th floor. There are 2 other offices above this one. And a giant computer system. Link number 4. In world control.
A computer?
Well, what's so remarkable about that? It's just a machine that can store a vast amount of information.
A machine that knows too bloody much.
You don't like me talking over it.
Hysterical about it. The computer's very simple.
The full, unedited videos on Band of Idiom.
North Atlantic weather.
And you get decisions. That machine's taken you over.
It's just a machine. Extra hands for the people who know how to control it.
Well, This one above us, it's square, in a box.
Yeah, I suppose you could call it square in a sort of a box.
Do you know why I go away at weekends? To get away from people in boxes. They live in boxes. They get their thoughts, their problems and their answers out of boxes. And I like to get away at weekends because they're not people anymore. Now, you know all about me. My cottage in Hampshire. But did you know that there's a line of trees that goes right up past the house? And the noise they make is like the sea. Did you know that I find it difficult to sleep in the country? And I like to go and stand in the garden before dawn. And I feel good because I know that my wife and my children are asleep inside. And I like to go out and walk past the wet hedgerows until I can see pasture land and the smoke from the cottages in the village.
This may be all very well for one of your grassroots programs, but I'm afraid time is running out. I ought to tell you, we pay a great deal of money. We can afford to. We save such a lot on things like the National Defence Budget, so on. We would start you off at £250,000 a year.
Oh.
Rising to £1 million when you make the Ministry of Morality, which I know you will.
Will you let me out of here?
One little point. I should have told you about these surgical transmitters. There's enough of this stuff inside you at this moment to kill 6 people. There's a button we can press. I'm sorry about the dramatics. Our boys call these things the oral contraceptive. Keeps them from talking too much.
So there must be one of those transmitters inside you. Who presses the button? Extra hands. All this stuff about the computer being extra hands for the men and how to control it. That machine controls you. Dashing through the snow,
one horse open sleigh. You start on Monday. The fields we go.
There's a war against our masculinity. There's a war in the environment, the food, the water, the air, the electromagnetics, the injections. To really cut us off from what God designed us to be. But through Mother Nature, the Creator gave us compounds that can counteract what the globalists have done. And I got to tell you, all our supplements are great, but we've got a real game changer now. We've never put anything out this powerful. It's InfoWars Platinum, now exclusively available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is private labeled 3 of the top best sellers in the country right now. But it's exclusively available under the brand name and private label of InfoWars Platinum at InfoWarsStore.com. It's HGH Boost Max, it's Pain MD, and it's 1776 Testosterone Boost. You owe it to yourself and your way of life and your well-being to try these out and fund the InfoWar. Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It is such a blessing. It is such an honor. You've backed us to this point that we're now on air with you on Friday, December 23rd, 2022, able to cover whatever we want, despite the fact that deep state's fighting around the clock, shut us down. Well, I've talked a lot about Senator Frank Church's hearings in the late 1970s, and now suddenly Elon Musk is. That's a really positive, good thing that's going on. And on August 17th, 1975, Senator Frank Church appeared on NBC's Meet the Press and issued a stark warning about a certain technology perfected by the intelligence community, which should be used by the U.S. government against its own citizens to create total tyranny. He was talking about the NSA and the spy grids. And now here it is. It's only got, at the time I printed this off an hour ago, 809,000 views. It needs a billion views. But we now know they spy on us. We now know the FBI surveillance. We now know they work against the elections and the American people for their aim. And what is their aim? Human empowerment? Space exploration? Free energy? No. Pedophilia? Open borders? Collapsed governments? Hollywood scum? If good people were using this technology, I would oppose it because it could be turned for evil. But they don't leave any question about their aims. They don't leave any discussion about their end game. They admit their whole plan is the end of our families and the end of the normal human operation so they can play God as mad scientist and program every facet of our lives. So I say, Fauci, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, King Charles, all of you, we've got your challenge. We understand how real it is, and we take the challenge, and we tell you, you will destroy us, or we will destroy you at Nuremberg 2. Well, you will pay for the crimes that you have committed. So, listeners, realize the power you have today, and share the links to Infowars.com/show and Mandoff Video, and share this video everywhere you can of Senator Frank Church from the grave, exposing this incredible tyranny. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The enemy wishes this didn't exist.
Let me tell you this. In the need to develop a capacity to know what potential enemies are doing, the United States government has perfected a technological capability that enables us to monitor the messages that go through the air. These messages are between ships at sea. They could be between units, military units in the field. We have a very extensive capability of intercepting messages wherever they may be in the airwaves. Now, that is necessary and important to the United States as we look abroad at enemies or potential enemies. We must know. At the same time, that capability at any time could be turned around on the American people. And no American would have any privacy left, such as the capability to monitor everything, telephone conversations, telegrams, it doesn't matter. There would be no place to hide. If this government ever became a tyranny, if a dictator ever took charge in this country, the technological capacity that the intelligence community has given the government could enable it to impose total tyranny. And there would be no way to fight back, because the most careful effort to combine together in resistance to the government, no matter how privately it was done, is within the reach of the government to know. Such is the capability of this technology. Now, why is this investigation important? I'll tell you why. Because I don't want to see this country ever go across the bridge. I know the capacity that is there to make tyranny total in America. And we must see to it that this agency and all agencies that possess this technology operate within the law and under proper supervision, so that we never cross over that abyss. That's the abyss from which there is no return.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now launching the most powerful supplements in the history of InfoWars under a new brand name, InfoWars Platinum. Now, all three of these revolutionary products you see in front of you are already number one bestsellers in the market for the last few years because they work so well. We've gone right to the manufacturer, who are listeners, the owners of Fan, and they've given us this huge deal off of retail, 40% off what these products are found for under other names. And not just under one name. They sell these under three or four other brands that other major distributors and suppliers have put out. The difference is we have it for 40% off what it is in stores. We're talking about Pain MD. We're talking about HGH Max Boost. We're talking about 1776 Testosterone Boost. These things are incredible. I would suggest you take half a dose or less when you first do and consult your healthcare provider because they're so powerful. Get them at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this special Friday edition. He hasn't been on with us for three, 4 months because he's been so incredibly busy already expanding his huge operation. Tyler Bennett is a respected tax lawyer. He's got hundreds of lawyers and CPAs and other crew working under him. He's who gives me advice on my taxes, but he's not just here about taxes today and how you can protect yourself and why it's so critical in the last week of December to make decisions you may have forgotten about or not known about. But I've been trying to get him on for 4 months. He's been so busy with other companies and trust companies and things they were acquiring that he couldn't come on, but he's finally here. And I was talking to him last week and I said, please come on in January. And he said, actually, I'll come on right now because your listeners need to know the last week of December is so key. So we're going to get to that up front, my Christmas present to you. And he's a great sponsor. So you support the show. You save a lot of money. It's so easy to do. It's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. But I wanted to get him on about taxes and the 70-plus thousand new IRS agents that Biden just hired. He said, listen, that's fine. I'll get into that. But let's talk about Sam Bankman-Fried. Let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about these other big issues. So he's got the inside baseball on that. We're going to hit next segment. And the 70-plus thousand new IRS agents and so much more. So the easiest way to find them is JonesTaxRelief.com. It goes to their main website, American Tax Relief, or their other site that's even easier to remember. We'll give that to you in a moment. But regardless, they're a great sponsor, so please use the URL that takes you right to their site, JonesTaxRelief.com. So out of the gates, let's get right to all the new tax law changes the elites use, they don't want the public to know about, the incredible things you can do at year end that so many people think it's too late to do, that are such easy moves to make with a law firm behind them, meaning when you follow what they're saying and you have a letter from them and you do it, that means it's authorized, it's protected, and they know you've got backing, which means his 70-plus thousand new IRS agents, on average, will move on to an easier target. Tyler Bennett, is that an accurate statement?
That is accurate, Alex, and thanks for having me on again. Merry Christmas to both you, your family, and the viewers. The thing is, at the end of the year, right, Fortune 500 companies know this is the time to come up with deductions because after January 1st, any money you've spent is now in next year, not this year, right? So if you want to be able to take deductions for this year, you've got 9 days before the end of the year to do it. That's why it's crucial to act now. So let's talk about Fortune 500 companies, wash sales. Even in securities, everybody sells their stocks in December and buys it back in January so they can take a lot, at the end of the year to take a loss that they can generate against their income. Every December, that's what happens. If you're in crypto, there is no reason not to be doing this because next year, this will no longer be legal to do. Right. And so the laws are changing in 2023. That's a huge change. We got to make sure that we take these deductions now. Another example is for all the small business owners out there. If you have a flow through entity or anything like that, your last chance to make sure that you're able to take the 20% flow through deduction, which is a 20% deduction of all your income that's qualified small business income. That's substantial. Right. is on, we have to make sure you are set up by that by the end of this year. Otherwise, you'll be setting it up for it next year, which is great. But we want to make sure we gave you all these savings this year, right? That's what it's all about. So we got to act now while it's still 2022 before it's 2023. Now, here's another major thing is the IRS has been really gung-ho. And you know this. You've read the news. You've heard that Uber drivers and people who sell stuff on eBay and even, hell, if you had split dinner with your friends, we know that the IRS is going hardcore on the $600 requirement of money being transferred on any of these money apps or anything like that. Etsy, Venmo, PayPal, the like. And the thing is just like the American government, you are guilty until proven innocent. And if you make the wrong choice and say, hey, this is for my friends and it was actually something that you received payment for, well, now you've committed perjury, right? So the name of the game here is you cannot break the law. That is never going to work in your favor. What we can do is use the law towards our benefits to make sure you're paying the least amount of taxes.
And explain that to people. When you have a real tax firm with real lawyers that don't just sit there and milk you like so many tax firms I've used before, that gives you the knowledge, cuts right to the chase, gives you a great deal, and then just basically gets paid a percentage of the savings, it's all done, it's all easy, this is not rocket science. The elites all use these rules for themselves. They don't want the general public to have it, which is why they change the tax laws every couple of years. And I did make a mistake, and when I do it, I apologize. I said 76,000. I'm sorry, it's 87,000. New IRS agents, I apologize. Keep going.
It's 87,000, Alex. That is correct. And the thing is this, is so you remember we talked about this before. There's that box on your 1040 that says, do I have any digital assets? And they're including now commodities, gold and silver in this question as well, because they're realizing that a lot of people, due to crypto and other means, have been underreporting their income. Is if you fall into this category, you stand to benefit 1,000% by coming out of that hole yourself, and we can make sure you're paying the least amount of taxes legally than if the IRS uses one of these new 87,000 people to knock on your door. Because when they knock on your door, they're going to hand you a business card and they're going to have a gun in their holster. And at that point, you're already in trouble. Right?
For folks that don't know, you go to these other big tax preparing places, they're literally screwing you on purpose. They're not standing up, but a real tax firm like you does that. It's so easy for basically almost everybody, whether somebody's a billionaire or makes $50,000 a year, you need to know these tactics. It makes me so upset that folks don't understand how easy this is to do.
That's right, Alex. And of course, as we all know, this in this country, this was a system that was designed to keep the club, the rich elitists in power at the expense of everybody else, right? And knowledge is the biggest thing between the upper class and everybody else. So we are trying to spread that knowledge because the rules are out there for you to use. It does not matter if you are a small mom and pop or a multi-billion dollar corporation. There are tax rules and tax codes that you can use that make sure you're paying the least amount in taxes as possible, because that is your right as a taxpayer. And if you remember, we talked about before, last year and the year before, the IRS has made more money than ever before, because post-COVID, a lot of people started small businesses where they were wage-earning employees before. And now they're not privy to the amount of deductions that they can take. And this is who I want you guys right now that had small businesses that you started this year or last year, you overpaid the IRS. Let's make sure you don't overpay the IRS this year. You got 9 days to make sure that we're filing correctly, that we have the flow through and the entity set up. If we need to separate the entities into a C corporation because you're making too much money, or we need to do the 20% flow through. These are all options available, but we need to take advantage of them now before 2023, because in 2023, guess what? Then we'll be doing it for 2023, not this year. So we got to act now, because you stand to save a lot of money before the end of the year.
And again, folks, this is a sure win. So many things out there that say they're sure wins are frauds. If you know the tax law, have real tax lawyers that look at what you have and cut right to the best deal for you in almost every case, unless you're already being advised great, which most people aren't, you're going to save money. The Bible says the people perish for lack of knowledge. And it really does go down to that. And it makes me so frustrated that, like, oh, if you have vitamin D, you're taking, you know, three times your daily allowance. The studies show you almost can't get a viral infection. In fact, some studies say you can. But it's like magic, but people just don't know what a sure thing vitamin D3 is, or the sure thing of using the tax code that the system is using for itself but doesn't want you to have.
Correct, Alex. And the thing is, like you said before, they make sure that they change the tax code. Really, it changes with the regime. So every four years or so, the tax code changes on average. And when we're talking about overhauls of the tax code, they change everything. So we haven't even seen the full ramifications of the Democrats' tax overhaul. The last overhaul was the Republican one, right? Which is giving us all these options that we're able to use and grandfather you in before Biden changes the law, which the acts are already in Congress and make the tax rates higher. And make it harder for you to take deductions on
your
car.
That's right. Everybody should call your folks. Everybody should talk to you and do a consultation. It's so important. Go there now, ladies and gentlemen. JonesTaxRelief.com. I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and, of course, 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn about them and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD. InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win. Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of the spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's almost Christmas 2022, almost in 2023, hard to believe. Thank you for joining us on this Friday, December 23rd, worldwide transmission. Tyler Bennett's here, who's really a financial expert and amazing lawyer, and I want to get into the new developments that happened yesterday with him making bail and what that means. He's about to roll over on him. So is his girlfriend and so much more. Finally flown back to the United States from the Bahamas. I want to get into the rest of the economy and the Ukraine war and everything with Tyler Bennett. But you need to go to JonesTaxRelief.com or GetATaxLawyer.com. That's GATL.com. GATL.com. Just make sure you tell them Alex Jones sent you so we get the sponsorship and the support. GATL.com, 360WIN, or give them a call, 833-900-4285, 833-900, there it is on screen, 4285. And it's a free consultation. Call in, tell them what's going on, then find out what they can do for you, and then sign up with them, and it is a win-win across the board. Before we get into the whole situation with cryptocurrency and Sam Bankman-Fried and the rest of it, what other services are you guys offering right now, and why is the last few days of December so critical?
So the last few days in December is critical because this is your last time to take any deductions that could be used for this year in 2022. If you spend money on January 1st, even if it's for your business, that's 2023 deductions, right? So if we want to be able to write off stuff in 2022, we need to make, especially if you already spent the money, we need to be able to make note of that and make sure we have it properly allocated and that you're, first of all, your whole entire entity structure is the right way because...
And by the way, here's an example. I'm in personal bankruptcy because all the attacks, the rest of it. And so I've hired an outside great accounting firm to come in and they go, Mr. Jones, do you realize the last 6-7 years, when you use an American Express card for the company, for trips, hotels, flights, and food and everything, do you realize that your accountants never counted that as a deduction and passed it on as a corporate draw to you? So we're now learning millions of dollars on my American Express that I paid for was for trips and journalism and things we did. Because it wasn't just me. They had a bunch of cards under me. And that's an example of me using a mainline accounting CPA firm that didn't even look at it. And I just thought they would. You guys will.
That's a great example, Alex, because this happens to a lot of people is, hey, I've got a business, but I end up using a different card that's not in a business name to use for business expenses. That doesn't mean that it's no longer a business expense. It needs to be properly accounted, right? And sometimes you have to go through the accounts and do what's called a forensic accounting on every single thing and make sure what is a business expense and what's not. Because I always go back to, remember, you're right. As a taxpayer, is to not pay a dime more than you owe. And you only owe your income, subtract your deductions. And that's why the IRS made so much money last year, because everyone did it wrong and overpaid. Do not overpay the government. Trust me, they will not have the same feelings towards
you.
By
the way, I'm interrupting, but slow down. I saw that headline a month ago. The IRS made the most money last year. Why is that?
So the reason the IRS made the most money last year, and they also made the most money the year before as well, is because what happened in 2020 with the COVID disaster is a lot of people lost their employment, their W-2 paying jobs, their salary jobs, and they had to start a small business. And because of the lack of education, they were working a job their whole time. They don't know what deductions they can now take as a small business owner. And so that's why I am here, is let me look. Listen, I don't care what industry you're in. My accounting staff can figure out the maximum amount of deductions that you can take this year for 2022 so that you don't make 22 again the most profitable year for the IRS as well. Because listen, they're going to get their money starting 23. I was at the IRS conference 2 weeks ago. I spoke to Commissioner Redding and I spoke to the Deputy Commissioner of Collections. Okay. And here's exactly what they told me. They said, we made so much money last year that we really didn't have to focus on collections. But in 2023, we're putting the hammer down and we are coming after everybody very hard. We've hired 87,000 people. And specifically, they said they're going after the crypto people the hardest because they know that the whole DeFi ecosystem is kind of created on, not paying taxes. So because that is the case, that's the people they want to hit the hardest, the first. And if you are involved at all in crypto, listen, I am as well. And so I tell you this as a friend. If you're involved in crypto, what you need to do is, yes, there's a box on the 1040 that says, do you have any crypto assets? You check yes, because even if you're not making any money, it doesn't matter. Because what the IRS is going to do when they find out that you do have those assets and you said no, you committed perjury because you signed that tax return. And that carries a much heftier fine than, I underreported some income that I later, fixed the issue and paid taxes.
And
on.
Notice that how that ties into them raising interest rates. They're getting ready to hammer the little guy next year.
Correct. And that is the secret hidden tax, is when they raise interest rates, they make money more expensive. Everybody's got less of it. And your tax rate is still, it's still the same, meaning the brackets, which means even if you get a small inflation adjustment at work, that could put you up into the next tax bracket, because they raised tax brackets 4% this year, but inflation is 8% on average. So really, you're getting taxed about half of the rate of inflation.
Incredible. Everybody needs to go to JonesTaxRelief.com or call 833-900-4285. You need to go there. If JonesTaxRelief.com is too long for you, it is GATL.com, GetATaxLawyer.com, American Tax Relief. Is here with us. I want to get into Sam Bankman-Fried and him making bail and all this next segment, but what other services do you have for people that aren't in a rush but should call you and who think their normal tax lawyer or their normal CPAs tell them? Because in my experience, they don't tell you any of this.
Absolutely, Alex. So we do three things: the past, the present, and the future, right? The present is your current tax filings. We make sure for this year you're paying the least amount of tax possible, whether that means forming an entity for you, forming a trust for you, other sorts of entity options, corporations. So because the corporate tax code is the lowest in the entire country. You as an individual, me as an individual, we pay more in taxes than corporations. So corporate vehicles are great. That's something we can help you out with. The future is what we do now. That's called tax planning. That's saying, hey, I made X amount of dollars this year. I plan on making more than that next year, but I don't want to overpay on taxes. So let's get you set up in the right entity structuring and deductions and likewise, so that at the end of the year and when you make those quarterly estimated tax payments, it's not breaking the bank.
And again,
then the last thing. What? Yeah. The last thing we do is the past, right? And this is just reality, is there's a lot of people out there that are already in the situation where they owe the IRS or they owe the state government more than they can afford to pay back. And the thing is this, if you just give the IRS a call or give the state a call, they're going to have their hand out and say, well, you want to pay us? Pay us in full. But the reality situation is, you have to realize you're dealing with a collection agency. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. And you know, if you deal with a regular collection agency, they will take less than you owe. Now, the thing is they know that you're a layperson and they won't tell you that and they won't talk to you. But when they talk to a lawyer, a professional, a tax professional that deals with the IRS in general like we do, we will be able to negotiate that sum for you.
And a lot of times you're able to negotiate it on average, what, 80%?
It depends on everyone's situation, but we have many cases where we're able to lower it 80%, if not even more.
I know a lot, 90. Yeah. So, folks, you're insane if you don't go to JonesTaxRelief.com or 833-900-4285. My Christmas present to you and the broadcast. We help the viewers. It funds the show. We promote freedom. Win-win. Tyler Bennett straight ahead with the FTX scandal and more. Stay with us. I've taken a lot of supplements over the years, since high school, and they had great effects. And the science has gotten better and better and better over the years. And now, with all the things we're bombarded with, and the water and the food and the feminizing factors, it is more important than ever to use the compounds God gave us to boost our natural male potential. But these products work great for women as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Pain MD. It's a number one national bestseller under another name. We got it discounted for 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Under the label InfoWars Platinum. We've also got HGH Max Boost. Read all about it. Be very safe with it. I take only a fraction of what they say at first and take it before you go to bed at night. Don't do it during the day. 1776 Testosterone Boost. Totally incredible. Go read about them. Learn more about them at InfoWarsStore.com in the InfoWars Platinum section. And you get 40% off on these already best-selling products under the new name InfoWars Platinum.
Have you tried taking the real red pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWars Life. The main ingredient in the real red pill plus is pregnenolone, a little-known neurosteroid that assists in our body's natural hormone production. And low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The real red pill plus also provides essential trace minerals such as vitamin B12, calcium, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the real red pill to see what it's really all about. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like pregnenolone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we have the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this Friday edition of the broadcast. Tyler Bennett's been so busy the last 4 months he hasn't been able to come on, but he's here with GATL, GetATaxLawyer.com. If you want to support us, it takes you the same URL, JonesTaxRelief.com or 833-900-4285. They're a great sponsor. They're great tax lawyers and CPAs, and they cut right to the chase. They don't rope you along and get a bunch of money out of you. They look at what they can save you and try to get a percentage of that. This is a total win. Everybody should be calling them, from somebody that works at a restaurant to somebody that owns a car dealership to somebody that's, you know, worth $100 million. Most people are getting bad advice. Now, you've got your ear to the ground. You're involved in stuff all over the country, all sorts of trust and businesses and you name it. And you've been saying a lot of things that I've been following that have really come true. With the whole FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried and all the rest of it. So what do you make of that ongoing scandal, the latest developments?
Okay, Alex, see, this is where everything comes full circle, right? And as I was saying to you before, there's that box you have to check on the 1040. Do you have crypto assets or not? Well, everybody already filled that out for last year and the year before. And here's the thing is when FTX went down and Sam Bankman-Fried went down with it and he was in jail in the Bahamas, the reason that he didn't want to go to the United States is because he knew that to get a deal there, he's going to have to spill the beans on everybody that invested and did not report their income to the IRS. And so the IRS is going to have a list of everybody that is an American investor that invested in FTX and did not disclose that information. And so we need to, if that may have happened to you, we need to get a handle on that and fix the problem first. Because if we go to the IRS and we say, listen, we made a mistake, but we realized that we misreported something and report it, that's going to be treated a heck of a lot nicer than if the IRS finds out that we have willfully neglected to tell them about income information and they come to our door with a gun. Now we've committed a felony. So when FTX went down and Sam Bankman-Fried, who just paid $250 million this morning to get bailed out after he just got extradited, right? That just happened right now. I guarantee you, Alex, before he was bailed out, he went into a Department of Justice office where there was the criminal investigation of the IRS, there was the FBI, and more, and they made a deal with him. They said, look, Sam, you're 30-something, you're going to get out of jail when 80, or you're going to spill the beans on everyone who's been illegally hiding money and laundering money in the Bahamas through FTX. And so that's where it comes full circle, because like I was telling everybody, you gotta not lie on that form, because now, even if you have just one Bitcoin or something in FTX and they get the information that you had that and you wrote on the tax return that you do not have any digital assets, you've committed perjury, you see. So that is why it's important. And here's the thing. You might be big in crypto and you might say, hey, you know what? I'm not touched by this because I didn't have anything in FTX. I'm over at Binance. Well, this is all turning into a chain reaction.
Oh, they're already talking about indicting the Binance head.
Oh, yes, because what happened was the Binance guy, Zhang, he had $2.1 billion investment in FTX, and Sam Bankman-Fried paid him that $2.1 billion in FTX's coin, in their crypto coin. And so that's what started the whole collapse, is this Zhang guy who owns Binance then sold it all, okay? And so the thing is that opened up the DOJ's eyes to, okay, well, what's Binance doing now? And what they are alleging is Binance specifically not only was laundering money for the Mexican drug cartels, but also was giving money to Iran past American sanctions. So these are the kinds of things that you don't want your money involved with, because these types of people are going to go down for major
crimes. Well, that's right. All these people always say go offshore. And number one, I know I'm a target. Number one, I don't commit crimes. I know the system's corrupt. It's like the mafia will break your legs. The way to do it is use their laws and their tricks to minimize everything way down instead of running off to the Caribbean, which you look at it statistically, only Mitt Romney's allowed to have $100 million tax-free. Nobody else is. Only the very top 10 of 0.1% are allowed to do that. We're little slaves. We don't get to do that, but we do get to use the tax law that the minions of the globalists use, because they avoid most of it. The ultra elite don't pay taxes. The minions of the power elite write the law to mitigate it. We're going to copy what they do. That's what we do.
Correct. And here's the thing too, Alex, is I'm shocked. This Sam Bankman-Fried had made some really stupid moves, including basing this organization in the Bahamas in the first place. The Bahamas is not the island to be in if you're trying to hide from the U.S. government, because they will extradite you, clearly, and they will take your money, as we found out. They're too closely related to the United States banking system. If you wanted to truly get off out of the United States' purview, we'd have to go to the Cook Islands or Nevis or someplace like that, right? But you can't go to the Bahamas straight up. That is, there's too much they're FATCA compliant down there. Their banks report what your earnings are to the IRS. And so it's just not going to work. It was a poor move from the beginning. But listen, this guy, like I said, these crypto guys aren't necessarily finance people until they become it. And so, listen, he made that mistake a long time ago. Me and my accountants here were saying, why did he choose to build this empire in the Bahamas as opposed to St. Kitts or the Marshall Islands or the Cook Islands or any of the
places? And again, it's fine if you're offshore if it's a real business. But to run a Ponzi scheme in the Bahamas, that's almost satirical. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And listen, he was running a Ponzi scheme, so right. That's horrible in its own right. But the Bahamas in general, if you're going to go offshore, listen, we got better places for you to go offshore. Do not do what this man did, because he's going to go to jail for a long time. Or what's also likely is the amount of people and the amount of money that he is going to end up fingering. That's very dangerous too, because a lot of these crypto guys that end up caught like this, they end up dead.
I was about to say, we've had four Russian crypto guys killed the last month. And will Sam Bankman-Fried end up Epstein?
Exactly. That's what I guess is my estimation here is, in the next couple months, we may see him at the end of a shoelace. And of course, he killed himself. But we really know that, they had to keep him quiet, right? Because he knew too much. And that's, we'll see what happens.
I wonder what the Las Vegas betting market will be on Sam Bankman-Fried and how soon until he's dead.
Yeah, well, I would take the bet on under rather than over on that one. Because yes, you're right. There's everybody else in that industry. Even John McAfee, when he started speaking out about, crypto assets and different governments involved, suddenly he ended up dead too, you know? And so it's, you know, there's a lot of power, and especially in the international monetary system where crypto exists as this kind of what they call DeFi, right, where they're trying to get around the centralized banks, get around the government. Well, the real people that are making lots of money from this are criminals, either war criminals or drug criminals or some kind of person like that, right? And so if you're making money off of those people, you're going to go down. And the thing is this, is here's what I'm warning everybody is, if you're even just involved when this stuff goes down, you're not going to go down for those crimes, or they're going to get you for underreporting that crypto income and lying on your tax return. So those are things we can solve now before the IRS sends their 87,000 people to go after everyone on Sam Bankman-Friedman's list. Because the thing is, crypto is all based on blockchain. It doesn't matter. The IRS, when I went to the IRS's conference, they know how crypto tumblers work. They know how all sorts of crazy DeFi apps work that purport to be able to separate the source of the money from the person. They already know how it works, and they've got it figured out. You cannot outsmart City Hall, basically, right? They've got all the money and the resources in the world.
You've
got
to use City Hall's own trapdoors.
That's exactly right. So we use City Hall's rules against them. You're playing by the rules, and you'll come out ahead.
All right, folks, you've got to go to the website, JonesTaxRelief.com. JonesTaxRelief.com. We'll put the number up on screen for you as well. Really great people, really ready to help you. The only way you lose is not contacting them. 833-900-4285. I want to thank all the viewers that have been supporting the sponsor and getting great results. I've got about 99% positive results from the sponsor. You can't ask for better. Stay with us. Dashing through the snow. In a one horse. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anotropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store.
The tip of the spear throughout this entire process, the only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible, the only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible, the only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible, that made any resistance to it possible, was people continuing to support InfoWars, despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars, the ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty alive.
In Arizona, I think we watched the election be stolen, slowly stolen, day by day, counting these mail-in ballots. And it's absolutely absurd for anyone to take our election seriously when it's election month, Alex. It's not election day. And that's the problem. And everything changed after COVID-19. They illegally changed state elections, mailing ballots to anyone and everyone, and sometimes mailing multiple ballots to people. Well, this isn't any way to run an election. We are in a serious country when we have elections that can be stolen like this. And I believe that, just like I believe the election was stolen in 2020, and I have no problem saying that, and it is so absurd for the media and the Democrats to attack us that question our election integrity and question the fact that elections shouldn't be run the way they are. We're not election deniers. We're election realists.
Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it. But this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Three is coming up. It's Friday. Christmas is just a day and a half, 2 days away. And Tyler Bennett of American Tax Relief is here with us. Be sure to go to JonesTaxRelief.com. That takes you right to their main site, and they know that it comes from us, the sponsorship. A win-win for everybody. You can also go to the toll-free number, 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285. You wanted to get into Kanye. He was on the show a few weeks ago, and a week before that, he was on with Tim Pool. We're not going to play the clip. Everybody probably saw it or heard about it. He said, I'm $50 million in the hole of the IRS, and they grabbed $75 million out of my account. Well, no, and believe me, with him, it's not a joke. It's not a game. He's running his whole show. He fired his lawyers, everybody. And I get he's like, hey, I don't want lawyers controlling me, but he better get some he can trust. I believe the ones that were running him were bad. I've seen some of the text messages, but that doesn't mean like they're all bad. It's like, if I got to fly an airplane, I'm not a pilot, I get a pilot. It means some pilots are good, some are bad. If I got to get my tooth worked on, I don't trust dentists, so I'm just going to do it myself. Sure, you can study for years and know it, but I've studied this stuff for years. I don't know 10% of what Tyler Bennett knows. So I go to him. You got to go to who you trust. But what would you say to Ye? I'll definitely send him this clip if he's not watching. He watches almost every day.
Well, like I said, so the thing about the IRS is they will take full advantage of anybody they can. And Kanye, this is a great example because it's happening to you. You say the IRS is saying you owe $50 million, but they took $75 out of your bank account. They levied $75. That's more than they're saying you owe. Why? Because they can, because you don't have the correct representation in your corner to make sure that they're not violating your rights, which they definitely are right now, because the IRS is like any other bully. They can smell weakness. The second they smell a tiny bit, they're going to take full advantage. And so, listen, it's still, they took that 75 million from you about a month ago. If you call me quick enough, we should be able to get that back without having to wait for a refund. Regardless, I can get that money back for you because they even said you don't even owe that much. So I don't even think you owe 50 million, but we will find out.
From hearing what he said, what procedure do you think they used?
Well, basically hearing what they said, they did a pre-assessment levy. And so this is what happens to big people that have lots of money.
So they're guessing, oh, we think it's 50. We're going to go ahead and charge you penalties and interest now.
So what happened is they have only found 50 that he owes so far. And they're saying, we think you may owe more. So we're going to charge you 75 and then see what the difference is.
Wow. So that is guilty until proven innocent.
Absolutely, my friend. So he is guilty until proven innocent. And the thing is,
okay, so let's slow down. Let's slow down. Because I'm talking like I'm 5 years old, because I kind of am. Explain how this scam works. This is big. Explain it.
Okay, so in a pre-assessment levy, the IRS decides that you owe money. Now, they do not have an actual signed tax return from either you or them. Remember, they can do a tax return too. This is before they've assessed you even. Assessment is when they say how much money you owe them. So before they even have figured that out, they are seizing an even larger amount of money out of your bank account because they, you know, the argument goes, well, you might spend it or this and that, but whatever. They're taking money that you don't even technically legally owe yet until you sign that tax return or until they file an SFR for you or an assessment, right? Because you only owe taxes after you sign the thing saying you owed those taxes, or if the IRS audits you and says, hey, your numbers were wrong, you actually owe this. Before that happens, you actually don't owe anything. So right now they took $75 million before claiming that's what he owes, right? And yes, this is Kanye. It's very big numbers, but this happens from Kanye West all the way down to, you know, little guy on the street, because if their IRS is in a situation where they realize they can take advantage of you and grab, you know, whatever they can, like, you know, maybe you have $20,000-$30,000 tucked away from your mother or something, but they realize that you have that, they're going to grab it before they even decide.
So hypothetically, because I know it varies case to case, but give us a few hypotheticals.
So hypothetical, for example, would be, this is a case that I saw, was there was an elementary school in Illinois and private school, and they were running money, and it was a little bit of the they get subsidies from the state, and there's a certain amount of that's nonprofit, right? And so basically there was a disagreement between the government and the school over what was taxable income. And so what they did was they just backed up the last 3 years of all income they had made that was reported both on an 1120 for taxable income and on a 990, which is non-taxable income. And they grouped it all together and levied them for the entire amount. And then we had to go back in there and fill out the 990s and fill out the 1120s.
And as soon as Ye, I'm sorry to interrupt you, as soon as Ye got rid of his representation, which I'm sure wasn't perfect, he had reasons to, they went, we got this guy, let's get him. It's not that all representation is bad, he needs representation now.
That's exactly what happened, Alex. And I saw it happen, I was like, oh no. It's like I said, they smell, they're like sharks.
I tell you what, after the show, let's three-way, I'm going to call him.
All right, for sure. We can definitely help him out, because they smell blood in the water, right? And Blood on the leaves. That's a Kanye song. They see the blood on the leaves, and what they know is we've got an injured beast out here that we can take down. They're just like hunters, you know, and so they see the weakness, and they will capitalize on it. So Kanye, let's not let them take an absurd amount of money from you. Let's put that money towards building yourself and your family better, right? Don't give it to the government. We know they don't have your best interest at heart. Give me a call. I can help you get back that $75 million, and I doubt that you're going to end up paying the whole $50 million either, because that's just a number they made up in the first place.
Incredible. And, I mean, you're so dead on about that. It's so painful that the Bible says the people perish for lack of knowledge, and they've written it all for themselves to protect themselves, but then they screw everybody. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's exactly right. The the Bible is the, you know, the source of knowledge, right? And it says right there in the Bible that without more knowledge, you are going to perish. And here we see it happening in real life. This is the Kanye is very in your face example, but it happens all over the
place. That's why they're dumbing the schools down. It's why they're manipulating everything, because the knowledge is all right there. That's why I'm so frustrated. I mean, it's all right there.
Remember, knowledge is power, and in the absence of knowledge dies democracy and your freedom.
All right, Tyler, I want to hit one more story. I want to do 5 minutes of the next hour with you, and then we'll let you go because I know it's about to be Christmas weekend here, here on this Friday edition. But before I get to this Wells Fargo to pay $3.7 million over consumer loan violations that affected millions of consumers, this is very IRS-esque, just a corporation acting like the IRS. What other tidbits do you want to add in the last 2.5 minutes?
Well, so this is a great example of the, you know, the nepotism that exists between the Fortune 500 companies, the banks, and the IRS, right? I mean, the reality of the situation is when we look at it large scale, the government needs these giant corporations to function, right? And in that regard, they are given, they don't operate on the same rules that me and you do, Alex, or any of the listeners. We're people, we're here, we have to play by the rules. Wells Fargo, Chase, JP Morgan, all these companies, and this has happened time and time again. They repeatedly get bailed out from the government, and then they, you know, rake it over their customers, and basically everybody loses except for the big dogs. And so I'm here to prevent that because, look, I'm wearing this shirt. You see this? Internal Revenue Service. We've got what it takes to take what you've got, and that really sums it up. And especially when you throw into their cronies, the big banks that share information with the IRS, right, to use against you, as well as now Venmo and PayPal and everybody else. But the thing is, you have to remember that in the game of life, especially here in America, the government is out to get you, the big cats are out to get you, and if you don't cover your own behind, you're going to get punched in it.
And let's be clear, we have so many great listeners that get into the private Federal Reserve and, you know, bonds and birth certificates and all this stuff. A lot of that's real, but the courts don't recognize it. It doesn't go anywhere, and people get in a lot of trouble with it. You're not telling them stuff that's outside the law. You're telling them the inside baseball of the power structure.
Right, Alex, and I'm glad you brought that up because there are a lot of people out there that the good citizens, smart people that think that the way out of the tax issue is to look up some, you know, inconsistency in law that some people have noticed and this and that. But you can't do that. They will have already adjudicated that and they'll send you to jail. You got to play inside City Hall's rules. We use the IRS's rules against them, and that's how you win. That's how Jeff Bezos wins. That's how Elon Musk wins, and that's how you'll win too.
JonesTaxRelief.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to hit this big Wells Fargo news straight ahead. There's a war against our masculinity. There's a war in the environment, the food, the water, the air, the electromagnetics, the injections, to really cut us off from what God designed us to be. But through Mother Nature, the Creator gave us compounds that can counteract what the globalists have done. And I got to tell you, all our supplements are great, but we've got a real game changer now. We've never put anything out this powerful. It's InfoWars Platinum, now exclusively available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is private labeled three of the top best sellers in the country right now, but it's exclusively available under the brand name and private label of InfoWars Platinum at InfoWarsStore.com. It's HGH Boost Max, it's Pain MD, and it's 1776 Testosterone Boost. You owe it to yourself and your way of life and your well-being to try these out and fund the InfoWar. Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Merry Christmas. May your every new year.
All right, final segment. We're already into the third hour here on this Friday edition with Tyler Bennett, American Tax Relief. Great folks. Support the broadcast. Follow the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com. They're a great sponsor. That way we get some of the support when you work with them and save a lot of money. And this is a sure thing. If you go to them and give them real info and work with them, it's ridiculous how much money they can save you. And it's just a win-win. But I wanted to close with this because I know you're not lawyers that deal with, mortgages, people having their houses repossessed and cars repossessed. But I know in this building over the years, five people, one of them very recently, who got a house, all paid for, great. And then the company sells its mortgages and suddenly you can't sign up. You can't pay for a month or two. You call the number, no one answers. And then 2 months after not paying your mortgage, they start repossession. Now, smart people go get a good lawyer. If it's a good lawyer, they handle it. They got to pay you back money. But most people don't know and they take your house. And that's a microcosm of the IRS is much bigger than, say, Wells Fargo. And I know two people in my life, one in this office and one separately in my private life, that had Wells Fargo, which has been caught money laundering for the drug dealers, all of it, Warren Buffett, come in when you haven't paid two mortgages in a row, even though they sold your mortgage, they don't tell you or let you know, and they take your house. But as soon as you get a lawyer, it's done if you get a good lawyer. So it's the same thing. Some lawyers are predatory and wind you up, get you in deep trouble, and suck money out of you and see your house lost. That's not all of them, but that's some of them. But here's the latest example. Just broke 2 days ago. Wells Fargo to pay $3.7 billion over consumer loan violation that affected millions of customers. They would set up multiple accounts under their name just to give them late charges. They would take their houses, take their cars when they'd actually paid. This is the tip of the iceberg, $3.7 billion. But the estimates are they made $100 million the last 6-7 years in this. So they get a slap on the wrist, a fine, and there's the government doing it. So I see that as a microcosm of what you're fighting with the IRS. And without the representation, they take your house. Without representation, it's the same thing because you don't know the scams they're running.
That is a very good point, Alex. And yes, so Wells Fargo has proven itself to be a repeat offender here. They've been taking advantage of people for the last 20 years, and they keep getting hammered for it. But like you said, the reason they're getting slapped on the wrist and not anything more is because they are in bed with the government. They do so much business together. And the IRS really is the same in that they will take your house. They will repossess your car as well. And if you don't have the right lawyer, or any representation at all in your pocket, then you're just setting yourself up to be robbed basically by the IRS, just like these people were robbed by Wells Fargo, because you don't know what you don't know. And the big banks and the IRS are the same in that these people will tell you, oh, you don't need a lawyer. We've got you taken care of. The IRS will tell you that. Why do you need an attorney? Deal with me. But you need to understand that just like if a cop tells you that, the police tells you, you don't need a lawyer, talk to me, everything you say to the police is going to be used against you. And the same thing is true with the IRS. Not just what you say, but what you do, and more importantly, what you don't do in regards to getting representation, legal representation to help you fight this battle. Now, the other thing where these two issues are connected is the only way you're going to get a mortgage is by sending in a tax return, right? And so what these banks have done, honestly, the last 20 years, this is what caused the 2008 market crash, and it's happening again, is they are doctoring tax returns so that they can get mortgages to people that really can't afford them. And then they are able to take advantage of these people by selling their mortgages, and then they default on it. And the bank doesn't care. They've already sold the liability, right? Because at the end of the day, once you have a mortgage, they're just a collection agency as well. But the subprime mortgages and the mortgages given to people based on fraudulent tax returns, and this is a big thing that's happening, is screwing people up in the long run. And if you send in a fraudulent tax return to a mortgage company, you're probably not going to be charged with tax fraud, but you are going to be stuck with a payment that you mathematically can't afford to get out of it. And that's how the bank gets you. And you have to watch out for the bank and the IRS and the state.
Well, it's all a microcosm. Tyler Bennett, thanks for spending this Friday with us. JonesTaxRelief.com, 833-900-4285. 833-900-4285. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you very soon, my friend.
Merry Christmas.
God bless you.
Merry Christmas. May your...
Have you tried taking the real red pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWars Life. The main ingredient in the real red pill plus is pregnenolone, a little-known neurosteroid that assists in our body's natural hormone production. And low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The real red pill plus also provides essential trace minerals such as vitamin B12, calcium, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill to see what it's really all about. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
John, we'll be fine. They don't have the courage of their convictions, and it makes them a tough adversary, because it's like fighting a ghost. Like, we are solid in what we believe. We believe in the family. We believe in Western culture. We believe in Jesus Christ. That's stalwart. That's set in stone. They're just moving all over the place. Whatever it takes to win. Cheating on elections, supporting Nazis, whatever works, they do it. How do you fight them?
You recognize who they are, and everything they say is a lie.
Yeah. And every time they're confronted with that lie,
there is a kind of energy in there, an almost sacred energy in the swastika, that it's so hated. It's treated so negatively. It's like the center of the liberal morality is don't be Hitler. So it's, there's so much like invested in it that it weirdly becomes sacred and becomes powerful. And so when Kanye tapped into that, now what is exactly does Kanye know about Hitler? Is he an actual fascist? I don't think so. Whatever. He's tapping into some kind of dark energy that's very powerful and maybe destructive and chaotic as well, but is powerful nevertheless. And he was willing to do that in a way that ultimately Alex Jones isn't. Alex Jones belongs in the Ron Paul era, you know, where it's like, we believe in free speech and our constitution and we hate the Nazis. The liberals are the real Nazis or whatever. That in some ways, even as wild as Alex Jones can be, he's ultimately still trapped in that moral cage of the liberals he despises. He agrees with them on their most fundamental issue. Kanye was like going to the dark magic. He was going there. He was tapping into that energy, a place where Alex Jones dares not tread. So I just think that in itself is really remarkable and is it's demonstrating something. It's revealing something about the world. I think it is kind of taking us to a new place in a way. And you can complain about it all. I mean, of course the ADL complains about it. Whine. But like, what can you say about it? I mean, he probably does have some serious, you know, mental struggles. He has some personal struggles. So do I. But, you know, he's authentic. He's speaking his truth. He's being real. He's actually having the conversation that people want.
So, yay, he's like the Joker.
And he's been saying, you know, I'm like a superhero. I'm like doing something heroic, blah, blah, blah. But he said the other day in the office, he's like, but I feel more like Joker, he said. And I was dying at that. But it's true, you know, because like your Alex Jones and your Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're like the other criminals in Gotham in Dark Knight. They're like the mob bosses. And they bring in Joker to kill the Batman. You know, they bring in Ye for the publicity. They bring him in to take care of a problem, which is, you know, they want to get traffic or they, you know, whatever it is on their website. And so it's just like how the criminals bring in the Joker and Joker burns all the money and says, all you care about is money. This town deserves a better class of criminal. And they're all like horrified. They're like, and they're criminals. They kill people and they're murderers and they're like, who is this? It's the same thing. It's like Alex Jones and Marge. They bring this guy in and Ye is like, oh, you people care about his money.
It's not about money. It's about sending a message. Everything burns.
And then it's people like me. I'm like the hungry dog. Let's see how loyal a hungry dog really is. You know, I'm them, you know. Tryouts. You know, he breaks the pool cue and throws it on the floor. Greuther fights to the death. That's just who he is. He's an artist. He's a genius. And above all that, he's right.
So I thought I'd play a few of the clips I saw on the internet of kind of the other side. Burn it all down. Bring down the system. But, you know, Klaus Schwab says he wants an angrier world. They want to bring down the system and bring in a new system. So I've never really been accused by anybody credible of being loyal opposition or getting a call from the ADL and told what to say. And I'm sure when Nick, you know, and others have said that, that's tongue in cheek. No, I legitimately don't like Genghis Khan. I don't like Adolf Hitler. I don't like Mao Zedong. I don't like Joseph Stalin or V.I. Lenin. I don't like the ADL and their incredible authoritarianism. And I've been pushing really hard to stop them destroying our First Amendment. But, you know, you can dislike Hitler and also dislike the ADL in my worldview. And I know it's the naughty, naughty thing to come up here and say you love Hitler, but I don't agree with that. I agree with people's First Amendment. I agree they shouldn't be penalized for it. And that's why I created a platform for that. One of the biggest things probably ever, definitely the most views we've ever had for one event. I mean, Endgame got watched 100 million times, like 80 something million times on, Google Video before they took it down, but that, you know, that took a couple of years to do before they took it down. But this is definitely one of the biggest things we've ever done, but it just kind of, to me, was very interesting. It was thought provoking. And of course we see, people like Scott Adams saying, oh, I see what Ye did. He's trying to overturn the whole. So is that really what went on? So before we have a debate or an argument, I'd like to give Nick some time to give his views. We really haven't talked much other than briefly Sunday about him coming on today. About what he thinks really went on there. Because some people thought I staged that and I was in on it or something. No, I didn't know what was going on. It's kind of like Trump didn't know what was going on to a greater extent. I knew who I was meeting with. And then I had seen clips of Nick saying he didn't support Hitler and actually wasn't anti-Semitic. He just didn't like what some of the Jewish mafia is doing, claiming everybody's a Nazi, doesn't agree with him. So I just kind of saw this really as an enigma of what's really going on. So uncensored, unfiltered, Nick Fuentes joins us for the next hour and 42 minutes or so. Nick, thanks for joining us. What do you want to talk about first, or will you humor me and tell me what the hell you think happened a week and a half ago here in the studio?
Yes. Well, hello, Alex. Great to be with you. I'll humor you, and we could talk a little bit about how the show went down. For anybody that thinks it was staged, of course, it wasn't. And people, they have all these ideas about where this is coming from, where Ye is coming from with these new ideas and with these kinds of things. And people have talked about mental illness, and they've said that people like me are giving him ideas or handling him. People have speculated that the walkout on Tim Pool or the show that we did with you was staged. And I can assure you, I've been working with Ye for the last 3 weeks. Nothing is staged. And nobody can handle him. Nobody can influence him. He's his own man. And as far as the mental illness remarks goes, you know, I've met manic people before. I've known bipolar people. He's not a bipolar or an unstable person. In fact, he's highly energetic, vigorous, works all day, creative. I really can't say enough positive things about him. But with regards to the appearance on your show, what I've noticed is that Ye has started this conversation. with the DEFCON 3 tweet about the Jews. He went on your show and he said that he loves Hitler. And what's, I think, the most remarkable about this is everybody is fixated on the remark. What did you mean by DEFCON 3? What did you mean by you love Hitler? What do you love about Hitler? What does DEFCON mean? Is that a threat? And so on. And he's done several interviews. He did an interview with Piers Morgan, with Lex Fridman, with Tim Pool, with you, with Gavin. And in all the interviews, it's so focused on the Hitler. It's focused on the Jewish. And for a lot of people, they might say, oh, well, of course, that's an outrageous thing to say. It's so provocative. And maybe that was the intention. Maybe it was about publicity. Maybe it was staged. But if you listen to what the man is saying, he has said, what got us to this point? I think that it's almost, it says something in itself that the conversation is about the remark rather than all the, in my opinion, far more outrageous things going on all around, which is that right now the ADL is shaking down Congress for $500 million. I don't know if people realize that. Submitted an appropriations request in response to the interview we did. Now, you've got, you know, whether you thought it was entertaining, whether you thought it was revolutionary, you have Ye with a mask on, with a yoo-hoo and a net saying, I love Hitler. And the ADL shaking the cup with Congress. We need $500 million to fight anti-Semitism. It's outrageous. He's been banned from the bank. He's had his deals shut down by Nike and Adidas to the tune of billions of dollars over 10 years. And the list goes on and on and on.
Stay there. I hear what you're saying, but then that's the what people ask. And I don't think this is the case. That is Ye secretly like an ADL operative to get them funding. So we're going to talk about that when we come back.
InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple-tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings.
It's a post-COVID world now. Americans have lost trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. There's a solution. The Wellness Company. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm the Chief Scientific Officer. And I can tell you firsthand that these verticals of uncensored content, virtual appointments, doctors on demand, prescriptions through a network of community pharmacies, in-home, in vitro diagnostics, laboratory testing, imaging, an online set of holistic products can help guide you for your usual general medical care, but also COVID-19, acute and post-COVID syndromes, vaccine injury syndromes, and the array of things that now America has to work through in this new world that we're living in. So go to onlinehealthnow.com and check out The Wellness Company for a low monthly fee. You can get started today and on a pathway to better health.
Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like preglinone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com. Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host?
because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like preglinone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Say here is Alex Jones, and listening to my broadcast is, I really didn't know that Ye was going to come here and do that. I didn't know that Nick Fuentes was going to agree with him. I understand their First Amendment. I understand when the ADL on the left says it's inherently racist and evil to be white or to be Christian, that they've crossed that Rubicon and basically become what they say Hitler was. So at that point, you know, Ye isn't taking people's bank accounts away and spying on folks on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and wanting $500 million from Congress for this hate task force to basically silence anybody that criticizes any of the leftist operations. So I don't like any of that. I'm a big enemy of it. The ADL singles me out at their big events and wants me destroyed. My only frustration is I legitimately, Nick, have studied World War II and also had family that was in World War II, and know that a bunch of the top Nazis tried to kill Hitler, like Erwin Rommel and people, and that Stalin admired Hitler, and you know, all the rest of this. I don't like Stalin either. And so just because what was done to Germans was wrong in World War One, and there were also war crimes against Germans, in my view, just let's just get the Hitler thing out of the way. Do you actually admire Adolf Hitler?
In some ways, yes. And I'm not a national socialist, and I'm not a, you know, I wouldn't identify that way because I'm a Christian. So I'm not any kind of a socialist or a fascist. I like Ye, believe we should have a Christian government. It's a Christian country. God runs the world. We should have a government in accordance with that. But honestly, I don't share this, histrionic Jewish view that Hitler is this exceptionally boogeyman, evil figure. The 20th century is full of violence. The 20th century is full of authoritarian ideologies run rampant, and that's a product of modernism and liberalism and all kinds of trends. But this idea that my life is in any way impacted by Hitler, I have a lot more animosity for the ADL. I have a lot more animosity for the ZOA. I have a lot more animosity for the groups that have actually made my life and the life of my family materially worse personally and across the board with the society. I'm sick of being expected by Jewish media and Holocaust museums to beat my chest like you kind of did the other week and say, oh, I hate Hitler. Hitler's a... You know, it's like this weird, it's like 1984, you know, when they put the face on the TV and everybody's got to get all wound up. He's
you're talking about 10 minutes.
Figure.
You're talking about 10 minutes of hate. Well, I legitimately hate Stalin, hate Mao, hate Hitler, hate the ADL, hate Barack Obama, hate the Democratic Party. And I've always, remember me on Piers Morgan? I didn't get a call from the ADL when I was on Piers Morgan, the most popular thing he ever did, the biggest thing CNN did that year, they had the ratings. They had like 50 million viewers for that. Their average show had like 10 million back then. And I said, Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. And if you try to take our guns, 1776 will commence again. I've always criticized Hitler. I've made documentaries about the Bush family helping fund Hitler and the British royalty. So where we have a sticking point is that Alex got the call as you sent out on social media. And I'm just curious, do you think I actually got a call to come out and criticize Hitler? You think that's a new thing for me?
No, no, I know that you're very vocally anti-Hitler over the years. I know that you're more of a libertarian, and so you have this view of history which lumps in together Mao, Stalin, Hitler as authoritarians versus freedom fighters, capitalists, you know, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. So I'm familiar with your show and all of that. And honestly, it was a little bit glib. You called me baby Hitler. I said, you got to call. You know, quite honestly, it's banter, but it is well known that you don't really talk about this issue. You're more talking about New World Order, Bill Gates, and these sort of obscure conspiracy theories like Bilderberg. My show is a lot more focused on, you know, what you might call the Jewish question, which is what are we to do about this Jewish elite, these Jewish gangsters that run our Christian country?
I think that's a debate that should be had, because there's no doubt that leftism and the whole globalist power grab has wrapped itself in Judaism as its defense. And I would call the FTX folks and the federal regulators who all, involved in this basically are Jewish, who are out there doing that, are criminals who happen to be Jewish who are hiding behind Judaism. But I don't then blame the average Jew for that. So I think that's the difference. Kind of like when Ye and you were on with Gavin McGinnis, and he's like, well, you know, blacks commit as proportionate more crime than the other group, but you don't just blame the average black person. Do you just not trust a Jew when they come in the room? And Ye goes, yeah, I don't, you know. To me, that's what I'm saying is, I do believe in Martin Luther King, that we judge individuals by who they are, and what they do, not by what color they are or where they're from. But, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with that in principle, but we also have to understand that it's not that these people happen to be Jewish. I think that's the big source of the disagreement, is these are what we're told in the last few weeks, when Ye makes these remarks about the Jewish media or Jewish Hollywood or so on, is, well, these are individuals. These are people that we've got to name them individually, and these are people that happen to be bad, or rather they are bad and happen to be Jewish. But I think there's something about their Jewishness that makes it this way. And I think that is really the source of the disagreement. My morality is not bound up in this authoritarian versus freedom thing. It's about God versus the devil. And the curious fact about the Jewish religion, which all the Jewish people that came to America in the last century as immigrants were religious. When the people came over at Ellis Island in the late 19th and early 20th century, they came from these rabbinical communities. They were all very religious. And so you've got all the Jews in America, elite, not elite. They're one, two, or three generations removed from these very religious, rabbinical Jewish communities. What's curious about the Jewish religion is it's the only one that has an extreme antipathy for Jesus Christ. Muslims revere Jesus as a prophet. Buddhists, Hindus, they review Jesus as a wise teacher. We all agree that Jesus existed. It's only the Jews that say that Jesus is burning in hell, boiling in semen and excrement, and say that his mother is a whore. And so you take these people that come from Europe, and again, it's their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren who are now in charge of the elite institutions.
Well, sure. I mean, Nick, I'll say this. Ethan Klein came out on his huge podcast and said, I would murder Jesus again. Jews should, you know, basically kill Christians. And you didn't say kill Jews. So he went further than you and Ye, and no one decried it. And that is wrong. He said, I'm Jewish. I want to kill Jesus again. We should kill Jesus. We should basically kill Christians. And when he said it was like cute and funny and the media loved it. You didn't call for violence against anybody. So on a scale of me disagreeing with you, you're a one, and Klein and the ADL are a 10. Look, I'm not friends with the ADL. I get what you're saying. I'm just saying that any authoritarian movement, I think, is extremely dangerous. And we're not faced with Hitler today. We're faced with the ADL and other authoritarian movements. So I think coming out and invoking Hitler almost gives those groups cover. And now, as you said, they're trying to get $500 million from Congress.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I think maybe that's more of a tactical disagreement. And I told you over the weekend, maybe this is my youth. You know, I'm willing to humble myself and say I'm young and zealous and idealistic, as everybody can relate to that. But I do think I might be onto something here, which is that we've watched for 20, 30 years and things just keep getting worse. And we saw what happened in 2020. The election was stolen. The whole first term was rigged. And Trump comes back even weaker than before. And I'm like, when are we going to confront head on the fundamental problems? When are we going to head on?
All right, stay there. We'll talk about what you think the fundamental problems are when we come back. And then I'll give you my response to that and more. Nick Fuentes is our guest. We're having a debate. We're having a discussion here, which the system doesn't want. But we're having it, and it's unfiltered and uncensored. He's saying whatever he wants. I'm saying whatever I want.
There's a war against our masculinity.
There's a war in the environment, the food, the water, the air, the electromagnetics, the injections, to really cut us off from what God designed us to be. But through Mother Nature, the Creator gave us compounds that can counteract what the globalists have done. And I got to tell you, all our supplements are great, but we've got a real game changer now. We've never put anything out this powerful. It's InfoWars Platinum, now exclusively available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is private labeled three of the top best sellers in the country right now, but it's exclusively available under the brand name and private label of InfoWars Platinum at InfoWarsStore.com. It's HGH Boost Max. It's Pain MD. And it's 1776 Testosterone Boost. You owe it to yourself and your way of life and your well-being to try these out and fund the InfoWar. Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of the spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple-tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Remember, we're still on over 400 radio stations, so we have 14 minutes of ads an hour, the industry standard. Though I do enjoy doing a lot of the commercial-free podcast. You find it Band.video as well. We did a three-hour one commercial-free this last Saturday with a major whistleblower from the Wuhan lab, the vice president of Eagle Health Alliance, proving Fauci created the bioweapon and released it and more. So incredibly important and why the system wants us shut down. Now, Nick Fuentes is here with us, and he said going after Bill Gates and the Bilderberg Group is kind of this esoteric, little-known thing, but he's going up against the Jews. Well, I mean, folks, in case you've woken up and looked around, the entire WEF is calling the shots. The big mega banks are running the show. They're coming after our bodies. They're trying new lockdowns, new forced injections. That is not some esoteric little side issue that we're covering. In fact, no one was really covering it until we started hammering it in the last 28 years. So I'm very proud of that. And that's what my films and books like The Great Reset and The War for the World are about. Now, I'm not saying Nick Fuentes doesn't have a right to say what he's saying or bring up what he's saying, because separately, the ADL is brainwashing school children on record that being white is inherently bad and teaching kindergartners and first graders they are bad because they're white. Well, I mean, Hitler taught people were bad because of what group they were. So I'm like, I see the ADL as Hitler, and then people that are supposedly opposing it say, well, Hitler, you know, compared to them is good. That's where I have the real breaking point. And so I asked the question earlier, and I want you to be able to get back into your point about the power structure and what you're doing. You'll have the floor for a few minutes. I'll shut up. But what about what I asked earlier that I forgot to get back to? The ADL wants $500 million. They want more control over society because of Kanye West, Ye's little comments here. I get he's obviously not a threat. He doesn't control people's bank accounts. That's a joke. But then people say, is Ye really working for them to first wear a red hat, say he's a Trump supporter, and now come out and do this? I've been around him. I've talked to him a lot for a long time, and I really don't think that's the case. Just to clear this up, I saw some of your supporters saying, you know, Nick is so nice and got Kanye to his office and got him on air and introduced him to Kanye and to Ye, and then Jones did all that to poor Nick. I've been talking to Ye for a long time. He never come on the show. I gave his number to other folks to come on, to Milo Yiannopoulos. He got Nick Fuentes in touch with him. So people want to blame me for this whole fiasco. I guess I'm involved. But that was me saying, hey, get him on their shows. That's fine. Go where you want to go. They wanted to talk to him. I gave him the number for all of the groypers out there that are living in La La Land. Okay? So that's another little point I want to get to. Now I'm going to shut up. But what about this issue of him actually being the biggest fundraiser ever for the ADL? What do you say to that?
Well, I would say it's ridiculous. I think anybody that knows Ye knows that he doesn't work for anybody other than God. And his actions prove that. And I think if you've had a conversation with him for more than 10 minutes, you know that he's one of the most authentic, sincere people I've ever met. And like I said, people that meet him for 10 minutes, they come up and hug him in the street. They know that. As far as him being a fundraiser for the ADL, it flies in the face of the fact that if there were no ADL, he would be leading a great awakening. But it was the ADL that wants to shut him down. If the ADL was so in love with what he was doing, why would they go to Twitch, as an example, and say that any streamer that platforms Ye on their channel is going to get banned, and have Twitch remind everybody, tap at the sign and say, we prohibit hatred, we prohibit hate speech, and so on. The ADL is working overtime to make sure that he's deplatformed from Twitter, deplatformed from Twitch, that nobody can have him on their show. If it was really such a benefit to them, you'd think that they'd be going around promoting that stuff. And that gets back to what
we're talking
about.
No, that's why I raised the point. No, I don't think he works for the ADL, and I agree with you.
Right. And it gets back to the point which I was making before the break, which is that there is this, I think, very pernicious mindset that a lot of people have, that if you start to really go after the power structure, if you really say, you know what, it's Jewish gangsters, you know what, it's the Zionists, it's Israel, people have this idea in their head that there's something that's not clever or not subtle about this, that we've got to hide and be careful and play games. I don't want to play games. That's why I'm up with Ye, because Ye's not playing games anymore. I know that Ye's not going to be at the Republican Jewish Coalition retreat in Vegas begging the Jews to endorse them for the 24 run. I know he's not going to be at the ZOA begging the Zionists for their favor, for their patronage in the race like Trump did. I know he's not going to take $100 million from Sheldon Adelson and do all kinds of favors for Israel and leave Christians and white Americans out to dry. So, you know, we have to have the fight. Eventually, we've got to lean in and go in. We're in a war, not, of course, violently, but we've got to lean in and actually fight on the battlefield and have the confrontation. So many people in politics want to rationalize, and this isn't you, because you're a courageous man, and we love you. We see you as an uncle, quite honestly. I've been watching you since I was in high school, and all the Groypers have. We love you. But there are a lot of people in the institutions who are going to rationalize their cowardice by saying, oh, that's just not smart to say that. Oh, well, it wasn't strategic to say that. Well, at some point, whether it be now, then, later, we've got to say, you know what? The Jews are not going to control the destiny of America. Israel can no longer control the destiny of America. 1776 happened because we wanted to break away from a country thousands of miles away, dictating to us what was happening in our own country. But now we're subordinating ourselves to Israel in exactly the same way.
Sure, Nick. I mean, So let me have a few minutes now. There's no doubt that there's foreign powers and corporations controlling America. And there's no doubt that there's a couple different big Jewish lobbies that are powerful. And there's the Chi-Com lobby and a bunch of other lobbies. But when you said earlier, well, you cover Bill Gates and the WEF and some obscure, you know, stuff. Those guys literally have penetrated the governments, the cabinets. They're running things. They want a eugenics, depopulation, world government operation. And if you actually look who fills it up, it's a bunch of former, you know, Nazis, grandkids, and German royalty. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy. I'm saying the real power structure is a scientific transhumanist movement. And while we're all down here battling over all these different ethnic systems, they are taking over. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, and I understand that. I just think that a lot of it is obfuscation. I think that, like, for example, the World Economic Forum is a forum. And when you look at who goes to Davos for the retreat, it's all the top government leaders. It's all the business leaders. And they all are beholden to Jewish interests. So that'd be like saying, you know, we're going to hold a conference in a Sheraton hotel and say the Sheraton hotel is the problem, not the people occupying it and giving the speeches and their background.
Sure, but I mean, the Bilderberg Group is the most powerful organization in the world from our research. The World Economic Forum is their mouthpiece. So when we say that, I mean, this is the real supreme mafia, in my view. You know, George Soros is there, all this. So let me raise this. You bring up the head of the ADL going on programs, and here's a clip, saying, well, since Ye says we have power, we had to use our power and crush him. Why would he even say that? Talk about a dog whistle. Here it is.
Y'all are proving somebody like Kanye, right? Because Kanye says, hey, Jewish people have all the power, and then he loses everything.
Well, look, the insidious nature of anti-Semitism and these tropes about power is Kanye can say these things. Jews have all the power, they're controlling everything. And if we don't get him, you know, if we don't deal with that, the myth spreads and it takes root.
If we don't get him, if we don't shut him down, the myth spreads. Wow. He's saying exactly what Ye is saying.
That's right. Well, and that's exactly what I'm trying to get at here is, when you go on, Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and I'm not saying you meaning you, but anybody for that matter, when anybody goes on Twitter and says, you could say Bill Gates runs the media. You could say the World Economic Forum runs the media. We have to acknowledge there is this strain of thought in conservatism where it's taking us in a direction that the elites are not afraid of, the elites don't really care about, and we know that because of the enforcement. We know that it's like that plane with all the bullet holes in it that comes back and they say, you know, where are we going to fortify the plane? Well, the planes that are coming back with the bullet holes, those are the places where the plane can afford to be shot. And it's sort of the same thing when you go on Twitter and say, you know, Bill Gates runs the media, the Chi-Coms runs the media, crickets. But you go on Twitter and say the Jews run the media, and you have the ADL chairman going to Adidas pulling your billion-dollar deal.
Well, Nick, I got to disagree with you there. They've been really suppressing us with the WEF and the New World Order and Bill Gates. They've been sent, that came out in the documents. They have been censoring the living hell out of people challenging that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now launching the most powerful supplements in the history of InfoWars under a new brand name, InfoWars Platinum. Now, all three of these revolutionary products you see in front of you are already number one bestsellers in the market for the last few years because they work so well. We've gone right to the manufacturer, who are listeners, the owners of Fan, and they've given us this huge deal off of retail, 40% off what these products are found for under other names. And not just other one name. They sell these under three or four other brands that other major distributors and suppliers have put out. The difference is we have it for 40% off what it is in stores. We're talking about Pain MD. We're talking about HGH Max Boost. We're talking about 1776 Testosterone Boost. These things are incredible. I would suggest you take half a dose or less when you first do and consult your healthcare provider because they're so powerful. Get them at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it. But this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anitropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Nick Fuentes is our guest. We're having a debate here, a discussion about these issues. He says he's good to take phone calls coming up later in the next hour, hit some of the other big issues. So, Nick, watching what the ADL is doing, watching what the left's doing and their racial-based political system, how do you see this shaking out? What do you see happening the next few years with all of this? Because I got to tell you, I actually saw the corporate media come out against you and Ye on the air, and I personally, you know, don't like any flavor of authoritarianism and thought it was more of a publicity stunt, just what I picked up from it. I mean, I don't know what was planned. You're saying it wasn't planned. I believe you, because it felt completely unplanned. But at the end of the day, people have their First Amendment. How do you see this attempt to crush everybody going? Elon Musk is I think, not perfect, but he's going a long way. The power structure is totally discredited. And what I saw on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, everywhere else, without even trying to look, was most people liked it. They weren't even anti-Semitic. They weren't even against the Democratic Party and all that. But they were really, really just sick of the censorship, saying, screw it, burn down the whole world. Is that what you're getting at?
It's something like that, but it's a little bit bigger because it is poignant. It's not just sort of this directionless, hey, screw it, burn it all down. It's a lot more directed and precise, which is we're going to finally say it with our chest. A lot of people, I think, were dissatisfied with the Trump presidency in the first term and seemingly how little progress we made. That's something I'd sort of told him at the dinner was, look, in 2016, the message was sort of insufficient. Here we are in 24, coming up on the 24 cycle, and it seems like it's been moderated. It's more moderate than it was in 16. Things are getting worse. We're running out of time. And we're retreating, we're moving backwards. So in terms of joining up with Ye and getting on board with this movement, it's about getting behind a guy who's saying we need to hold America to a Christian standard. It's about saying we need to call out the Jewish media. And he's been saying, look, we don't care about your, honestly, we don't care about your grandmother that died in the Holocaust. I'm sorry. That's always what they come with. It's always the guilt trip. It's the emotional propaganda. I know that sounds callous. I know that sounds insensitive. But it's no different than any of this other racial grievance politics over slavery or over colonization or genocide. I see no difference between AOC calling us colonizers and these Jewish groups calling us Holocaust deniers. It's the same weaponization of racial grievance to browbeat us into submission. We've got to make our country free and independent and strong, and that means
so what you're saying is what you're saying is the left keeps calling everybody Hitler. The left keeps saying all white people are bad. The left keeps saying Western civilization is evil. And so you're saying, I didn't kill your great-grandparents, your grandparents. I don't deserve to be called this. So if you're going to call me this, I'm going to go ahead and embrace it. What you're saying is you're not going to live in guilt anymore.
That's exactly right. We can't change the past, and God bless all the victims of every tragedy in human history. But that's 2022. We live in America.
Well,
let's
country. Talk about this. They've got national statistics out that are pretty accurate. 2% of the South owned slaves during slavery. That's a very conservative number. It might have been lower. But 2%, and something like maybe 10% of white population in the U.S. had some ancestor involved in slavery. But somebody getting off an airplane from Poland or from Russia or from Czechoslovakia or from Germany or from the Netherlands who never had an ancestor involved with slavery or from Iceland is immediately told you owe reparations and you're a bad person for what you never did or your family never did. That is preposterous. At the same time, I am sad that George Soros helped round up Jews and get them killed. I am sorry that Hitler did things, but I didn't do it. Both my grandfathers went and fought Hitler, and then I get the ADL up there saying I'm Hitler. So I understand that perspective. I just don't get then using Hitler as a touchstone because I don't see Hitler as a good person.
Well, I like what Scott Adams said about it, which is that it sort of reframes the entire debate. I mean, have you considered, and Richard Spencer said this as well, and I think we disagree on a lot. He's not a Christian, and that's a big source of disagreement. But what about this fact that our entire morality and our whole political spectrum is defined by Hitler? It's like reductio ad Hitler. Every argument has to come back to, well, Hitler was the most evil one, so whoever's the most proximate to Hitler is the worst one, is the bad one. I'm a Christian. I'm from Chicago. I was born in 1998. Hitler, the Holocaust. What does this have to do with me? What does this have to do with our country?
Again, it's a rejection of the Hollywood ethos that we're all Hitler and Hollywood is God. I get it. Let's play a clip of Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert and philosopher, since you raised that point. Here it is.
I would not rule out the fact that Ye is trying to break the system, and he might. He's not trying to win the game. He's trying to throw the board up. You know what I mean? He knows he can't win the game because he didn't make the rules. The rules are made by other people and he doesn't have an advantage there. So if he plays the game by its rules, he loses. But Ye is not the person who loses. it's not in his nature to not think he can succeed. So he just takes it to the next step. What is the next step? Next step is you throw the whole board over. So he came into Twitter with a Raelian logo that he might have known was not provocative in that context or as provocative. He may have tested the limits of Musk's free speech and broken. In my opinion, he broke Elon Musk. Elon Musk. And it wasn't because Elon Musk is dumb, because he's not. It's not because Elon Musk is uninformed, because.
And I'll tell you what the big takeaway here is. The media grabbed this story and then dropped it very quickly because they didn't like the way it was going. Did you notice that too, Nick?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're terrified. They don't want to have the conversation. And it's interesting because he goes on these shows and they browbeat him and they say, why did you say the DEF CON? Why did you say, don't you care? And he says, well, what about me? What about my contracts? What about what's going on in my world? And they say, well, yeah, we'll get to that. We'll follow up with that. You know, we'll circle back in a minute, but nobody's circling back. They don't care. And they see that in the comment sections on Twitter, they see in the polls, people agree with yay. More people. It's the same effect that there was in 16. They called it the silent Trump vote. I know you remember a lot of the Zoomers who follow me. They were like in middle school when the election happened. I was freshman in college. But they called it the silent Trump vote, where people agreed with Trump, but you know how the culture was. If you wear a MAGA hat, as I did on a college campus, people attacked me in public. They threw stuff at me. You know, they said nasty things about me online. And more people than many would care to admit feel the same way. They're like, we don't care about this Holocaust museum business. We're sick of this ADL coming around and saying there's 6 million and all this. It's ridiculous. It's in some sense, we're already past that point. If we're at that point of ridicule, if we're at that point of indifference, all that needs to happen is for the rest of the process to play out where types like Ye, people like Ye, visionaries, courageous people are going to stand up and say, you know, we don't care. Do whatever you want.
I mean, I just got to say, though, again, the other polar opposite should not be Hitler. It should be like George Washington or, you know, Jesus Christ. What do you want to cover next hour? And we'll also put your websites, Cozy TV, where people can find your show, and other shows. We'll put that on screen. We're at Infowars.com and Band.video for the new viewers and people that are tuning in right now. But what do you want to hit next hour?
Well, I just want to say I agree with you about Jesus. It's Jesus first. He's our leader, not Hitler. Okay, we love Jesus, and we want Jesus to appoint a leader to follow in 24, and I think we'll get one. You can find me on cozy.tv/Nick, and for the next hour, I'd love to get into some of the other things Ye's been talking about. You know, he said a lot. He said a lot on the show. He talked a lot about pornography, talked about the family, Instagram, trafficking. There's a lot that he's putting out there. It's such a shame that people are so hung up on the taboo, political
stuff.
Sure,
but he had to know the taboo. I get it. But you guys did bring up the taboo, and I think that's the whole point. But I think, you know, I have a clip of you saying that you didn't like Hitler. But then you.
Yeah.
So were you a closet Hitler supporter before, and now you're a full Hitler?
I'm not a closeted Hitler supporter. And I want to say this. Are you calling me baby Hitler so the time travelers will kill me? You ever hear everybody always says, if you went back in time, would you kill, it's a moral dilemma, would you kill Hitler as a baby? Are you trying to confuse the time travelers?
I didn't think of that. All right, Nick, stay there. First Amendment, folks, people don't like it, but it's here. It's alive and well. And the people are waking up. They're saying no to censorship. And that's why we should have every idea out. We have an open, free debate about it. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We're fighting the globalists toe-to-toe. We need funds to stay on air. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars Life, incredible products, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, still in stock, but selling out quickly. And the new line, InfoWars MD, is so amazing. We've got 95% curcuminoid with the new product, Turmeric 95. We've also got the great nootropic Mushroom Blast, Mushroom Boost. It's all there. So many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But seriously, that whole line is amazing. The first 10 products are out. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Ageless Vitality, Superfood Greens, and more. I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener. And we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
For another hour, I'm going to give the number out of the next segment for folks that want to talk about that interview a week and a half ago. The state of the world, nothing censored. All we ask for is a good, clean phone line and that you have your points and we move on to the next person. Your phone calls are coming up. So, Nick, this is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it. A bunch of stations join us in about 6 minutes. What else do you want to get into on the whole Ye interview? And then we'll shift gears into some of the other stuff that you and Ye were talking about.
Well, like I said, I think that there's a lot more to the Ye situation than people are saying right now. People are very hung up on this issue, and you said, and I think you're right about it. It is provocative, and of course, you know, I had some sense that it was going to the media coverage would go in that direction. But there's something really special going on with Ye because it's not the only thing that he's talking about. You know, when I saw that video that he put up several weeks ago talking about the January 6th supporters and the loyalists that stood behind Trump and how a lot of them were hung out to dry in favor of lawyers and types like Jason Miller and others. When I saw that, I said, this is like a serious political figure. I said, that's a serious political contender. He's saying the same thing that people in Washington, D.C. who worked in the Trump administration were saying for the last 6 years. And I know you have sources there, too. All the people that I talked to in the White House would complain constantly about how actually it would be a mark against you if you were trying to get a job in the Trump White House that you worked on the Trump campaign in 16. So all the people that supported and believed in Trump, all the people that supported and believed in his agenda, they were hung out to dry. They weren't hired, passed over. And we saw the White House, and now it looks like this 2024 campaign had been infiltrated and subverted by people that were on the Rubio campaign and people in the Bush White House and sort of the worst, people like Bill Barr and Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo and Nikki Haley, who was in she was the UN ambassador, and John Bolton. And so I saw something like that, and that's something that he's been talking about a lot. And in some sense, the Hitler thing has overshadowed that. But when the dust settles on that, and it will, it's a quick news cycle, I think people are going to be very, very eager and interested to hear what he has to say. It's a true and a real alternative to a lot of the junk that we've been getting. We're supposed to believe our two options in 24 are going to be DeSantis and Trump. And DeSantis, I think you like him. I'm not really a huge fan. And Trump, like I said, in a very moderated form, sort of low energy. I still love him. I'd still die for him. I still think he's a great hero and one of the great Americans. But he's not the same guy that he was in 16. Everybody recognizes that. And so a big part of what's so exciting for me as a young guy in the last couple months with everything that's been going on is here's something out of all the stuff that we were put through, you and I, in the last 2 years and many others, between January 6th and the pandemic and BLM and the election fraud, here's finally a light at the end of the tunnel. Here's finally a North Star, you know, West, but maybe a West Star. Here's something that we can finally look at and actually get excited about.
Sure, what do you make of Senator Paul?
And what about?
I think he'd be a great president.
You know, I like Rand Paul. I like him a lot. I met him actually in 2016, and I actually worked, maybe I didn't work on his campaign. I think I campaigned with Cruz actually during the Republican primary in 16, but I was an early supporter of it when I'm talking about when I was a senior in high school, but I was a supporter of his. I still am. I think he's very intelligent, but he's a libertarian and he's just not really my kind of conservative. I know you're more libertarian, so I think there's more overlap, but I'm really more in favor of bringing back a very strong Christian flavor of nationalism. And I don't know that I love that term. I feel like it's being hijacked, but I want the government to be Christian, and I want us to have a true nationalism. So it's a little bit stronger than
this. Well, we certainly shouldn't have an anti-Christian government. Nick Fuentes right. is our guest. Just terrible racist things he's saying on a scale of 1 to 10. He's like a 2. And he got the ADL, just so pro-Hitler and just so anti-white, promoting racism that I just am so frightened by both groups. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like pregnenolone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
What you want, man?
Hey, yay, right after this, I'm going to say you're crazy. I'm going to take your family away from you. We're not done with you yet. You cannot cause free thought. We have to control the history books. We have to control the banks. And we have to go and kill people. Also, we're in the...
You're suggesting we get rid of two-thirds of the doctors?
Not get rid of, like, not violently get rid of them. I think that Jews are very intelligent, but they don't deserve to be in charge of everything because they don't put Christ in.
How do you legislate that?
They need to work for Christians. Jews should work for Christians. I'll hire a Jewish person in a second. If I knew they weren't a spy and I could look through their phone and follow them to their house and have a camera all in their living room.
Whoop! Now, I want to holler the loud, funny words. I like Darren. He is my friend. I like you and him. He likes me. And I like him. He likes you. I hope.
Hey, man.
I like his autograph. It is a nice picture. He is nice.
When it comes to the Jews, here's the silver lining. It tends to go from 0 to 60. Like, they're not wrong about that. But there's a reason for that. And the reason is them. Okay? When it comes to the Jews, every society where has gone down with these people, it always goes from 0 to 60. It never starts with burning all the Talmuds in Paris. Okay? It never starts that way. But frequently, it seems to end that way, and it gets there very rapidly. Doesn't start there, but it frequently ends there. But I would say that the Jews had better start being nice to people like us, because what comes out of this is going to be a lot uglier and a lot worse for them than anything that's being said on this show or has been said on this show. In spite of the fact that I have been bullied by the Jews and I have been oppressed and slandered and lied about and attacked by the Jews, I have been completely precise for the most part and even-handed and nuanced about my view about the situation. And I'm also a Christian, which is going to matter. Because it could be a lot worse, I'm going to say, than this show. And what's going to come out of this could be, like I said, it could be a lot uglier than what we say on the show. I know that there are other people that are going to push farther than that once this conversation really starts. And the Jews are going to look at people like me in America first and say, damn, I miss when it was just that funny guy and we pushed so hard and then this and that because history has shown that once this train gets going.
You know, blacks are overrepresented in violent crime. But when you meet an individual black person, you don't apply that. You start with a fresh slate every time you meet someone. Do you do that with Jews?
Nope.
This intervention isn't going very well.
All right. I mean, I just got to say it. I think basing things on race is really bad news. But the left and the ADL and others are saying all white people are racist and demonizing our founding fathers and trying to destroy our country. And so I wonder why it is what I see is the ADL's trying to conjure this anti-Semitism to get more funding and more power and more control over people. And they worship people like George Soros and others that help round up Jews. And so many of the Jews that have been killed in history under the name of this have been completely innocent people. I really just don't think Jews are one big monolith, Nick. And again, you really, I think, spoke to it earlier in the last hour where you said, well, you're off over there on these kind of side issues of Bill Gates, the WEF, and, you know, this stuff. But, that, you know, we're over here with the Jews. The WEF and the big corporations, the New World Order, and Xi Jinping are mass murdering people, are bringing in tyranny and lockdowns and world IDs and controls. And whether they're Chinese or whether they're German or Jewish, I'm just opposing these tyrannical objectives. And I kind of want a big tent for all of that. And I just think it's a First Amendment, but I do think it's dangerous to then sit there and just invoke all of this and say that Jews are the powerful Jewish mafias who basically run the world. I mean, is that what you're saying?
Yes. And I think they do. I don't even think it's really disputed anymore after what happened to Ye in that clip that you played with Greenblatt from the ADL. Look at him. I mean, he was somebody who even in 2018, 4 years ago, was saying things that are regarded as politically incorrect. And people throw that around. They say, well, that's politically incorrect. Like it's this, you know, broad, nebulous thing. It's actually very specific. He said like partisan conservative talking points in 18 and he was just fine. And he went on Tucker Carlson and he called out China and called out a lot of things and he was just fine. Then he switched up on the Jews. He was banned from Fox News. He was banned from Daily Wire. And, you know, I don't have to go through the whole list, but we've all seen the cascading effect of this. Adidas deal cut, Gap deal cut. His bank froze tens of millions of dollars. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable if that doesn't prove it. And then the ADL is going around now, and they're not just fundraising, but they're passing out a letter in Congress, and they're demanding that nobody give him a platform. They're getting him kicked off Twitter. It goes on and on and on. And so I don't even think it's even in dispute anymore that Jews have a and, you know, maybe you would qualm about whether it's all of the power or just like a lot of it or a majority of it. But it's true that there are these Jew and there are Jewish groups, Republican Jewish Congress, Zionist Organization of America, ADL. These are all Jewish groups. World Jewish Congress called for Apple and Spotify. And, you know, that's kind of like asking a question in itself. What is the World Jewish Congress? Did you know that the State Department's definition of anti-Semitism says that if you believe that Jews conspire on a global level, that you're an anti-Semite? Well, then how do you acknowledge the existence of the World Jewish Congress, which is real? They did an article about it in Newsweek last week without being an anti-Semite. I mean, they also go on to say that if you call Israel comparable to Hitler or the Nazis, which you have 20 years ago in 2001, they say that's a definition of anti-Semitism.
Well, what I said
they
is some of the, yeah, I mean, the ADL has had to take it off their website, but it's on the Wayback Machine. said they support anti-race mixing laws in Israel, and they support basically taking lands away from people that aren't Jewish, and they support, I mean, they said we can't have replacement migration or Israel won't be Jewish. So, I mean, I'm not denying that Israel lives by a second set of rules, but how do you square it up that Jews in Israel have been under the most draconian lockdowns in the world after China and have been given the deadly shot and one of the highest death rates from the shot? I mean, if they're all powerful, why is this biomedical tyranny targeting them and doing that to them?
Well, I think that that's just a symptom of the elite. I think that's a symptom of hubris. I don't know, for example, that the vaccine is created to kill people or something. I think that the COVID thing's very complicated. There's a lot of journalism to be done there.
Just kind of like Bill Gates, WF, Alex is off on a side tangent. Yeah. The shot's not the centerpiece of their takeover. It's not depopulation, 20 million dead at least, erases your immune system, and Israel is the worst country for being given the poison shot. Their lockdowns are the second worst.
Well, it wouldn't even make any sense, because if they were going around giving everybody the vaccine and that's supposed to take out everybody, well, who are the most vaccine hesitant? Who's going to be remaining when they're, and don't get me wrong, I think the shot is deadly. I didn't get vaccinated at all. But the idea that this is some kind of, that the Georgia Guidestones are dictating global politics, I think is just ridiculous. And I think it's one of these things, a
consortium led by the founder of CNN put that up. I mean, they do believe in depopulation. As I was saying, Nick, there is a larger depopulation globalist agenda. And that gets into who funded Hitler and how they set him up. And this powerful group that's next level. It's the transhumanist, man. It's, you know, to me, that's what's going on.
Yeah, I just don't know how convincing that is. I think when you look at these raw demonstrations.
How convincing?
Of power,
Hitler was for government push euthanasia. Hitler was for abortion. Hitler was for all these things the left supports today.
Yeah, but I just think if you look at the conversation these past 3 weeks, it's pretty clear who's in control, and it's not Bill Gates and it's not China. And take a look at, and listen, I don't mean this in any kind of offensive way, but you went on Crowder. They tried to get Elijah Schaefer
fired. I'll let you finish when
you
come back. Until
about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun, via your skin, helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com. Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off where you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line.
Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like preglinone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm sure the Grofers will say that was all a big conspiracy, but our breaks are at 16 and 29 and like 46. So we had to go to break there. The point you were making, Nick, when we went to break, please continue.
Yeah, I'm between you and Turmeric 95, I'm getting killed in this debate.
No. You were bringing up Steven Crowder.
I'm kidding. I'm giving you a hard time. But the point I'm trying to make is I'm somebody who everybody knows me as like the Holocaust denier, anti-Semite. Yeah, I talk about other things other than that too, you know, but that's sort of why, what I'm billed as, labeled, categorized. And I'm not permitted basically anywhere. I'm banned from everything. I'm banned from all social media. I'm also banned and basically not allowed. I'm ostracized in the entire conservative movement. The point I'm trying to make, and again, it's not a competition. I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but you did a show last week with Crowder, and Crowder's talking about, I've been in many a synagogues. And Crowder's the guy who hasn't, you know, he's pretended not to know me for the last 2 years. Now that this big news story came out, now he knows who I am and he hates me and he's doing Oppo research and I'm a rabid anti-Semite. I was on Elijah Schaefer's show on The Blaze almost a year ago exactly, and he almost got fired for having me on the show. And so clearly there is some disparity in treatment between people that are talking about this very heavily and people that are not. And I think everybody knows that you derive some benefit and there is some cover. And I hear this refrain my entire career. Well, it's those left-wing Jews and they're not even really Jews, or it's those atheists, but they're atheists. They're not Jews, they're atheists. But these Hasidic Jews, these Orthodox, these religious ones, they're our closest allies. I mean, these guys are really right wing. I think you get a little bit of cover for that. I'm not going to lie. I don't think you're getting calls, but I do think that I don't think I'm saying any telling out of tales out of school here, that does provide some cover for people to hedge and say that
really?
These
right-wing
Jews are
okay. Cover, if I'm getting cover, I didn't know it. Take Dr. Zev Zelenko, who early on exposed COVID, had a lot of courage and died recently. And he's an awesome guy. I've actually studied the geopolitics and sub-politics of different nations quite a bit. I find it fascinating. The left-wing Jews in Israel persecute the Orthodox Jews and take away their kids and do all sorts of stuff to them. So like you're saying that Hasidic Jews, I mean, one of the biggest groups of Hasidic Jews doesn't think Israel should exist. And so I think it's more complex, Nick, than what you're saying.
I agree with you that there are Jewish factions, but the one thing that they're all on the same page about is that they're all on Team Jew, and they all spit on Christians. And this is a well-known thing. You go to Israel, and they literally spit on Christians. And it's so tragic that there are so many Christian Zionists or Christian Philo-Semites. These are not the Jews of the Old Testament. These are rabbinical Jews that, and I talked about this on the Ye interview, they believe in the Talmud. Their rabbinical interpretation of the Hebrew Bible has now, it's almost like it's abrogated inspired scripture. And so they're looking more towards the Talmud, where you have rabbis correcting God. In their interpretation of the 613 commandments laid out in the Hebrew Bible, they defer, when there's a conflict between God and the rabbis, they defer to the rabbis. This is not the same people. This is not the same book. They're not our people. They do not share our best interests, and they don't even see us as equals. And you said this, I saw a clip from you on the day after 9/11. You said that they call the Palestinians goyim. They call us animals. And that's how they regard non-Jews. It's Jews, and they're in a big club, and there's a lot of fighting in
there. On September 11th, 2001?
I was three.
Man, I'm getting old here. Well, look, here's where I'm at on this, Nick, and I want to take some calls coming up. You say this whole thing about Bill Gates is a side issue. No, that's the central issue, and I see this whole leftist thing saying America's Hitler and, you know, the leftist groups are Captain America. I see it just as what it is, and I just hope that all of us can come together and transcend the cashless society and the world government, the forced injections, and the imploding borders. And I'm just trying to get everybody together on those issues instead of obsessing about different groups all day. You know, there's whole groups that think Catholics run everything. And I don't think that's the case. And I don't think that Jews run everything. I mean, who do you think runs China with 1.5 billion people?
I think the Chinese run China. And I think that's why, I mean, there are problems in China, but China's a country that is fighting ruthlessly for its own self-interest. And you could say that it's a tyrannical state, but China's always been a tyrannical state. They're a different kind of society. The Chinese people are very collectivist. They're very societally minded. They're very obedient and deferential. And that's their culture, and that's who they are. But there's no question that the Chinese Standing Committee and Xi Jinping are going out to bat every day to get great trade deals for China, in the way that our Jewish leaders in America are not working for people in Oklahoma and Iowa. Does anybody believe the Hollywood Jews in L.A. and the finance Jews in New York and the government Jews in D.C. and the ones in South Florida? Does anybody think they care at all? They give a damn about people in Texas or people in Kansas or people in Iowa? They don't. In the same way that you could say Putin or Xi Jinping care, I think, about their countrymen, or Assad cares about the people of Syria. And that's really the conflict, is we've got this separate nation on top of ours, and they're not the only one. There's other. Saudi Arabia is influential. The Qataris, the Emiratis are influential. Chi-coms are a real problem. They spy on our country. But there's only one that no one's permitted to talk about. You can hear about all those issues on the War Room, and you can hear about them on Tucker Carlson and Fox, and, you know, Mike Pompeo can say them, but there's one very powerful gangster group that you talk about it, and it's an instant ban. It's an instant kill shot. In some cases, they literally threaten to take your life. So I agree. I don't mean to reduce it all to something that's so simple, but we can't describe the society without bringing that into it. And that's one of the things that I
wanted to have the actual intellectual side of this discussion here today. And, you know, I personally think that everybody that gets sucked into this black hole is giving power to it, and that's what some of the sinister forces manipulating groups want. And I think we have to transcend things on policy and ideas and actual issues and the fruits of the tree. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. It's your chance, unfiltered, folks. We don't screen the calls. Just have a good, clean phone line. Tell us where you're calling from, and don't cuss, because we're on a lot of radio stations. We can't have that. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're talking about the Ye interview, Nick Fuentes today, censorship. We'll talk about Elon Musk coming up, what Nick Fuentes thinks of what he's really doing. Look, he's keeping me banned, but overall, he's bringing a lot of great folks back and exposing the death shot, the medical tyranny. So I like that. I like the DeSantis talking about they're setting up a statewide prosecution through these grand juries of the vaccine makers. I mean, that's where I'm at. And so you can say who runs it or who's behind it. I'm just going to oppose pedophilia. I don't care who's behind it. I'm going to oppose fractional reserve banking. I don't care who's behind it. I'm going to be issue-oriented, and that's what I do. But we're going to take your phone calls coming up, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back with Nick Fuentes straight ahead. And then in 30 minutes, The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWars MD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality. Up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer, to your door, at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of the spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like preglinone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com. I've taken a lot of supplements over the years, since high school, and they had great effects. And the science has gotten better and better and better over the years. And now, with all the things we're bombarded with, and the water and the food and the feminizing factors, it is more important than ever to use the compounds God gave us to boost our natural male potential. But these products work great for women as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Pain MD. It's a number one national bestseller under another name. We got it discounted for 40% off InfoWarsStore.com under the label InfoWars Platinum. We've also got HGH Max Boost. Read all about it. Be very safe with it. I take only a fraction of what they say at first and take it before you go to bed at night. Don't do it during the day. 1776 Testosterone Boost. Totally incredible. Go read about them. Learn more about them at InfoWarsStore.com in the InfoWars Platinum section. And you get 40% off on these already best-selling products under the new name InfoWars Platinum.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Test here. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And let me just make my point here, and then I'm basically done debating and arguing all this. I don't judge Nick Fuentes, even though I disagree with him on some issues here, because you can't have the left viciously saying that white people are inherently the devil. I have stacks of articles here where major universities in Michigan, California, New York are going to make white people wear badges that digitally track them and don't let them go in certain areas. And who's running that? The ADL. The ADL at their last three conferences said, I'm the number one enemy. We track the lawsuits, the attacks, everything to them. But I'm not going to blame the average Jew for what that horrible mafia is doing to me and my family, who actually use Hitler tactics. My issue here is I've studied eugenics. I've studied the New World Order. Francis Galton, 1850, founds the eugenics organization. They develop the whole plan. They create the Rockefeller Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, the Cold Springs Harbor operation. Hitler is a spinoff of that. Hitler's for euthanasia. Hitler's for planned societies. I oppose that because it is a offshoot of this eugenics operation. And I'm an expert on it. I know all about it. And I don't just read history books. And I'm not going to tell the whole story here. And I've never even told the whole story because it's amazing. But again, Dallas, Texas, one side of my grandfather's family were old Texans. The other side, the Hammonds, were Germans who'd come here pretty recently, and they were not Jewish. They were blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and they were in World War II, and they know what went on, and they told me, no, Hitler was bad. And they told me what went on and how the rich Germans in Dallas, once Hitler got into power in 33, they would blackmail German family members, not my family, but people that my grandfather worked with, and suck money out of them. And what, so when I heard about Hitler doing that and blackmailing people and sucking money, my family told me went on. So I grew up actually hearing about all of that. Then my grandfather worked in secret weapons programs. And I only heard a little bit of it that my mom heard him talk about. He would never talk about it. But I remember him bitching when I'm like 8 years old about in weapons projects. And how he knew Wernher von Braun, all of it, and how he had to deal with these damn Nazis and how arrogant they were and how he didn't like them. So, I mean, I grew up with both grandfathers had been in World War II. They both, dealt with the Nazis and they both didn't like Nazis. And so I didn't get it from Captain America. I didn't get it from Hollywood. I didn't get it from any of that. I got it from my badass grandfathers who now look at people today like, I look back, these guys were freaking badasses. And, you know, they don't make men like that anymore. So, that's where I'm at. But that said, you can't criticize Nick Fuentes for what he's saying when the left is literally redlining the engine when it comes to race-based politics, and the ADL is captaining it, teaching elementary students they're inherently bad because of what color they are. But my issue is I'm not going to sink to the level of the ADL. But I say, mess around, find out. Like Nick Fuentes said earlier, you think Nick Fuentes is your ultimate enemy. The support for what Ye said was 50-50. I wanted to demarcate the fact that I'm not for authoritarianism and I don't agree with what happened. Some of the things he said, I don't agree with the censorship and what's happened to him, but I'm not in league with that whole worldview. So that's where I'm at. We've got loaded phone lines for Nick Fuentes and myself right now. Daniel called in earlier before I went to you. He wanted to bring up Bible verses and synagogue of Satan stuff. I said, why don't you hold till Nick Fuentes is on? Nick's here. Go ahead and make your point, Daniel.
So I wanted to say that there are a lot of different sides to the question, and when you don't have all the sides, you end up with evangelical Zionism or, you know, other over-emphatic views that they emphasize one or another point of the discussion of the Jews. And the fact is that the Jews do have a lot of blessings just inherited from the righteousness of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob from the forefathers. They have callings and blessings. But in Malachi, it says that God will curse their blessings because they have not honored his name. So here you have people who are lost, but they have inherited all these blessings because of their forefathers, And these blessings are just being shot in every direction, and they fight against each other. They fight against the world. It says in 1 Thessalonians 2:15, they are displeasing to God and hostile to all men, which includes themselves, which is the answer to your question, Alex. How come they're killing so many people in Israel? You know, they are aiming their weapons, blessings at everything and everybody, including themselves. Why? Because it says that in Galatians 4:21 through 31, when it describes how they are our persecutor, they are the Ishmael to us Christians, the Isaac. We are allegorically Isaac. They are allegorically Ishmael. And if you look at who Ishmael is in Genesis 16, verse 12, it says he will be a wild donkey of a man, his hand against all his brothers. So this is really the answer to a lot of the questions.
All right, I got to jump to a lot of other callers here. Let me get Nick Fuentes' take on what you just said, Nick.
Yeah, I think that's all great. And I think it's so important to emphasize, and this is something I want to get to before the last break, is, Alex, you said you wanted to transcend all these things. There's only one way to transcend anything, and that's through Christ. The answer is not Hitler. The answer is not National Socialism. The answer to what's going on right now and the Jewish influence or whatever, all the influences, is for us to follow people that follow Jesus Christ. And it's that simple.
But
so
was
I love
Jesus
the
Christ not born a Jew? He said, I came to fulfill the Old Testament, not to destroy it. So, I mean, I love how people that hate Jews then follow Jesus, which I do. Jesus is the Messiah. Don't you see there's a paradox here?
It's not a paradox at all, because Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of the law. And so who are the Jews that remain? It's the Jews that are still holding on to old sacrifices and old ways of doing things. And like I said, that's where you get the Mishnah, and that's where you get the Talmud, and that's where you get the idolization of the law for its own sake, and the idolization of the law and ritual for its own sake, rather than the Lamb, rather than
the leftist Jews are literally at war with the Hasidic Jews. That's not a fake war. They're literally persecuting the hell out of them. Look at New York, how New York attacked the ultra-Orthodox.
The Jews are not at war with each other. The only times they even they're simply not. They're a rival faction, certainly. But at the end of the day, they're all on the same side. The only reason the ZOA criticized the ADL is because they said, hey, ADL, your anti-white hatred is actually confusing people, and people think Jews are white and they're not liking Jews, so could you please stop it? But they didn't say that on behalf of the white people, and the ZOA is considered a more conservative Jewish group. So it's not to say that they're a monolith. They're not a monolith. Like you said, there's intense factionalism.
All right, I'll take another call then. Let's get the calls. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk about this whole interview in the context of my daughter and I listened to that interview together later in the day after I picked her up from her basketball practice. And I just can't express how much empathy she had for you, Alex. I just kind of felt like you were hijacked, and I really feel like this whole conversation stems from being, I hate to say this, but spiritually immature and not truly understanding, the Jewish people. I've heard rabbis talk about Jews in particular and drawing the distinction from secular Jews and the evil that they're doing in this world. You know, they've all had a, we can look all throughout the Bible. You know, Jesus is not just the God of the New Testament. He's the God of the Old Testament, too. And they are God's covenant people. But I do know this, at the end of the day, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, and that includes everybody, not any specific people groups. But I
and by
really
the way, you see the attack on Christ, the Antichrist spirit knows that. Don't hang up. Chris, I want you to finish up. And William, we can go for 10 hours. Nick, you got to come back and take like 2 hours of calls. And we'll do a commercial-free podcast some Saturday, and we'll open the phones up and take like 50 calls. We should do this. You got your own show on Cozy TV as well. Give people the URL.
Cozy.tv/Nick. Yeah, I'd love to.
Yep. Don't be afraid of the info, folks. Check it out. And band.video and Infowars.com. We'll be right back. I want you to remember two words. Infowars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed. I've taken a lot of supplements over the years, since high school, and they had great effects. And the science has gotten better and better and better over the years. And now, with all the things we're bombarded with, and the water and the food and the feminizing factors, it is more important than ever to use the compounds God gave us to boost our natural male potential. But these products work great for women as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Pain MD. It's a number one national bestseller under another name. We got it discounted for 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Under the label InfoWars Platinum. We've also got HGH Max Boost. Read all about it. Be very safe with it. I take only a fraction of what they say at first and take it before you go to bed at night. Don't do it during the day. 1776 Testosterone Boost. Totally incredible. Go read about them. Learn more about them at InfoWarsStore.com in the InfoWars Platinum section. And you get 40% off on these already best-selling products under the new name InfoWars Platinum. Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it. But this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Mechanism is Hegelian dialectics. So they'll create multiple, sometimes two, three, four opposing forces, and they'll run them together like waves in the water to create the storm they want. And so I love everybody, whether you're Christian, Muslim, Jewish, old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter to me, as long as you support liberty and freedom. And there is a major battle in the Old Testament and the New Testament that the caller, Chris, was talking about in Kentucky, where God is telling the Jews, but also all of us, stop being evil or you'll go into bondage. Stop doing this, stop doing that. And so that's the reality here for me, and that's what I'm trying to promote. Chris, finish your point, please, here with Nick Fuentes.
I guess probably the most important
point I wanted to make was, you know, in the context of my daughter, she's a 14-year-old girl, and she was sitting there listening to this conversation. And people need to realize, especially, you know, people like you, Nick, that have an influence over younger people, need to be very careful with their words, extremely careful. You don't realize what kind of influence you have. I think, honestly, this is just my personal opinion. You can do what you want to, but I think you need to read the Bible cover to cover two more times before you make any more comments about this subject. And I'll go back to kind of your back and forth between each other. You know, we try to pinpoint problems and find solutions. I think Alex has been pinpointing the exact problem on a growth on a man's big toe. And Nick, I think you're trying to cut the guy's whole leg off. And that's just the way I see, you know, what's happening here. But we need to be very careful with our words.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate your call. God bless you for tuning in and spreading the word. Comments on that, Nick?
I would just say that I just don't really, well, number one, I am very precise with my words. If you watch my show, it's very precise and very nuanced. But look around you. The problem in this world, if you are a Christian, is not that you have guys like me being careless with words, which I'm not. The problem is that children are being exposed to pornography as young as 9 years old, and they're being filled, their heads are being filled with all kinds of propaganda about violence and sex and sin. That's the problem. So I find it to be a little bit rich, and I'm going to be respectful, but Christians have got to toughen up. We're in a war here. Our adversary is the devil, and he's like a roaring lion looking for people to devour, and people are coming up against people like me who've given everything, or other people like Ye, and saying, you know, could you be a little bit more careful or something? It's like, you know, frankly, we're in a war, and that's not to say that we don't have responsibility. I take it seriously, and I use my words precisely, but
right,
you know, we've got to reorient.
Here, let's go to William in Colorado. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead.
Alex and Nick, just good job opening up this dialogue. And before I ask my question, I just want to say, you know, maybe it is time for, you know, the right, the conservatives to stop invoking Hitler and the left to always deflect to Hitler. But, Alex, I got to ask, man, don't you agree that the Germans were fighting for a better future for all of Europe in World War II? I mean, aside from, like, the tactics of the war and Hitler, you keep repeating that you're German. Don't you think that Europe would be in a better place now?
No, I did not say I'm German. I say I have German ancestors, and Hitler got 20 million Germans killed.
Well, that would make you German, sir.
Well, what it makes me is I'm an American and a Christian and then an American and a father. And I think Hitler was manipulated into that war, and I think Hitler did a lot of bad things. I don't think Hitler is the ultimate evil. I don't fetishize Hitler like the left does, but that's where I'm at.
Well, you're already deflecting the question and going back to Hitler. I'm asking you, would it have all of Germany and all of Europe been better off?
No, I don't think Europe would have been good under Hitler's European Union and Edward VIII is the king of the EU. I don't think Hitler. Why, let me ask you a question. The first country Hitler invaded was Poland that had a horseback military. He attacked them because they were weak. Why did Hitler attack and kill hundreds of thousands of Poles and bomb their major cities with Stuka dive bombers? And Junkers, why?
Well, now you're getting into who fired the first shots of the war. World War II was more or less a rematch of World War I. Who started World War
I? Oh, you believe Operation Himmler at Gliwice. You believe Poland attacked Germany.
I believe that they both invaded the borders. As far as who fired the first shots, neither here nor there. I'm just asking you, you know, Europe would be better off now, and for sure.
Well, I mean, actually, at Nuremberg, the Nazis testified that they staged an attack at Gliwice on a German radio station, military station, and started the war. I appreciate your call. Nick, let me ask you that question. I know you don't defend Hitler here, but you think World War II, Hitler invading Poland, was that a good, are they the master group too? Do they deserve it?
No, but I think you got to recognize the situation in Europe. And I would also say that the more relevant fact to me is the secret security guarantee that the British gave to Poland. I think that if you're looking for culpability for World War II, I don't think it rests with Hitler. I think it rests with, quite frankly, the United Kingdom and Winston Churchill.
Well, that's
a view that's shared by Pat Buchanan.
You show your history knowledge, and the Brits did not back up that security guarantee.
Right. So in terms of, in terms of those politics, I honestly don't think it's even relevant so much for today, because the thing is, we don't need to be having a big, protracted expert history discussion about World War II, the Holocaust. The question is, why is that the crux of the debate? And to me, that's the relevant part for Americans living in 2022. But they always want to get into the weeds on these things.
No, I hear you. America wasn't Hitler. We didn't do that. So we should not be have that by the left pushed on us. Let's talk to Craig in Washington. Go ahead. You're on the air with Nick Fuentes.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, Nick, just a question for you. Like these are all just words, and it's so silly that we're beating each other up. Why don't you start living in Christ? My question to you is, why don't you... It doesn't have to be horse-driven. Why don't you become like the Amish? Do your own thing. Why don't, for a group, the Amish live in Christ more minutes of the day than probably any group out there. Why don't you just stop throwing bombs and start living in Christ? That's my question to you.
Well, I don't know what that means. I'm not Amish, so I don't think living in Christ means living in a low-tech society. I'm living in Christ every day. I'm a Christian. I go to church. I pray every day. I pray the rosary. And what we're called to do, we're called to go out and evangelize and tell the truth. There's horrible iniquity and horrible injustice going on in the world. If you're a Christian, you have to be disgusted at the state of our country. Like I said, the filth in the media, the filth in our school system, the groomers, the porn, the media, it's terrible. And to sit by and watch all these innocent people in some kind of quietist, people call this the Benedict option, I think it's a dereliction of duty.
Let's jam in more calls. Let's talk to Wild in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hi, Nick. I agree with you about the Jewish mafia stuff, but how you mentioned before about Hitler and being a Christian. Hitler is known for also killing, a significant portion of Orthodox Christians. I don't know really how you can square that someone who's killed so many Christians and being a Christian is an idol of yours. And then also I was wondering if Kanye on the back of his jacket with the checkered flag, not the mask, but the jacket, had a Masonic symbol on it, the checkerboard symbol, which is also the floor that Jesus was tried on with Pontius Pilate. Do you know if Kanye just likes racing, or is he a Mason?
Well, first of all, it's yay, and no, I don't think that was the intention behind the jacket. He wanted to wear a motocross jacket. He said it fit the Texas Austin InfoWars vibe.
Yeah, no, he wanted to find a country. He wanted us to take him to a store at night to buy boots. They were close. He wanted a cowboy outfit, so he went with that. I can say that's true.
Yeah, and what was the first question? The first question was about idolizing. The thing is, I don't idolize Hitler, and here's the problem. You bring up this conversation, and people's brains turn off, and they stop listening. I never said I idolize Hitler. I said there are things I admire about Hitler. There's things I admire about Joseph Stalin. There's things I admire about Xi Jinping. As a Christian, you understand that we're all fallen. We're all sinners. And so there are no good and bad people. There are people that have good and bad actions. And I would be...
So you think the Zionists are good, too?
Like I said, I love everybody. Ben Shapiro, I think he has good attributes. Dennis Prager, he says...
I love Dennis Prager. We're out of time. Okay. We're out of time. Amazing debate and interview. Sorry to the other callers. Nick, join us again for another one of these. Let's do a commercial free soon, okay?
Let's do it. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And what is it?
Cozy.tv/Nick.
All right, there it is. And we've got band.video. Look, there's an Alex Jones channel on there. Good Lord. And we've also got Infowars.com/show. All right, Nick, thanks for joining us. Very interesting discussion.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. We love you, man.
We love the First Amendment. All right. Owen Schroyer, Loaded for Bear, Infowars.com/show, and stations across the country. We need funding. I can shut down and show you how close we are. Plus, we got great products you need. The new products are in Infowars MD. The Turmeric 95 is now back in stock. And we have the Mushroom Max and so much more. Full spectrum CBDs, those are selling out, and the Great Reset in the War for the World. My book, signed and unsigned, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. Great job to the crew. An amazing discussion. The First Amendment lives, and America is awakening. I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements, is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.